the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters are the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Falls City native Hannah Seal is the newest doctor on staff, now seeing patients at Family Medicine Clinic. Dr. Seal's a Sacred Heart and University of Nebraska graduate, passionate about family medicine and building lifelong relationships with her patients. Dr. Seal has a particular passion for geriatrics and women's health and is now taking appointments at Family Medical Clinic. Call 402-245-4475 to set up an appointment with Dr. Seal in Falls City or learn more online at cmcfc.org.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
It's time now to visit with the coaches, and we begin tonight with St. Hart coach Doug Gault. The Irish are on the road tonight. Coach, 3-2 at this point in the season. I know you would love the record to be better, but the schedule has been a good one this year. We talked about it off and on during the coaches' shows this year. The schedule you've got this year, you got a lot of tough teams on here.
Yeah, I think we actually moved up a little bit in the wild card points, even though we lost last week. Our two losses are to Elmwood Murdoch, who's 4-1, and BDS, who's 5-0. We beat Lawrence Nelson, who's 4-1, and then Nebraska Lutheran's got a winning record at 3-2 also. So our schedule has been good. I thought going into the season it was tougher than it's been over the years. And more than anything, you know, you just hope you keep getting better. And I feel like we've really improved from week one. And hopefully we can improve again and kind of take it another notch this week against HTRS.
And this is better to have these tougher schedules. I mean, there have been years where the teams you played just haven't been able to compete with the squad you've had. They haven't had very good records. And well, the only good thing is, I guess, a lot of your JV kids got a lot of playing time over the years. But other than that, I think this is a better for the Irish, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of depends on how you look at it. I mean, you know, as far as kids getting beat up and you know, tougher games, obviously, when you're playing all four quarters, there's a lot more wear and tear on your body. So that's the negative. And also, you know, our JV guys haven't got as much playing time, which doesn't help them develop maybe like some of our teams in the past. But really, more than anything, our schedule's tough. But we're not quite where we were the last 3 or 4 years in size and even talent. But I like how this team this year has really improved. You know, I think that if we play well these next three games, you know, maybe we can get ourselves in a pretty good spot in the playoffs. But I think we could be a real tough out for teams. So if we keep improving and can stay healthy, I like our chances when we get there.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the bad news first. Last week you played BDS, you got beat in that ball game, but you had some kids that got dinged up in that ball game. Are they going to be ready to go tonight, you think, or do we just have to watch and see?
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's going to be able to suit up and play. I mean, we did lose Matthew Nedrip, a real key loss. He was our center and our nose guard. So Evan Bailey, he had to step into that game right away because it happened on the very first defensive possession. So we're not quite as deep in the line now. But the other guys, it was just a really physical game. Some guys got beat up pretty good. I think we did everything we could this week to help them get healed up and ready. and then we'll just kind of have to just see how the game goes. I'm not going to really change what we're going to do offensively and defensively, but hopefully some of the things that we think that will be there, we can run on offense, and what they give us is what we're going to try to take.
H. Jarrett got off to a great start, 3-0. Then they had a disappointing game against Johnson Brock, but they got beat pretty handily and lost a tough one last week to Del Rodell. What do you expect to see out of them tonight?
Well, I think from watching on film, they're physical. They do a good job of passing and running the ball. You know, I just think they're much improved from where they were a year ago. And I think they're battling some injuries, too. So it'll kind of just depend on who's got their best players available or not. In eight-man, you know, you only got eight guys. You lose one or two key players, it can really make a difference.
Mm-hmm. And if you got to go on the road, Humboldt's not a bad place to go. Just a few minutes over there tonight. So not a bad trip if you got to go on the road again.
No, you know, usually we have to leave before school's out here this trip. We left at 4:30. Nice short one, so we're really glad about that.
All right. Coach, with that, we'll call it good. Thanks for taking the time to visit with us. Good luck in the game tonight.
Thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Welcome back to our pregame show. We continue our visit now. Coach Caleb Lemke is going to join us, the HRS Titans coach. Coach, let's talk Titan football here. 3-2 on the year. Got off to a good, quick start. Ran into a buzzsaw and then ran into some injuries. It's been a tough couple of weeks.
Yeah, it kind of seems like when it's raining, it's pouring here of late. But, again, we're not going to make excuses. We're going to keep playing football as long as they tell us we can. Kids are still playing hard. They're still having fun. So we just got to try to figure out how to fill some of these injured guys' spots and keep playing hard and competing.
You and I have talked a lot of times over the years about your linemen. You like to run the football, but my goodness, your kids can throw the ball around.
Yeah, that was kind of a pleasant surprise. We were kind of taking what Diller was giving us and ended up with, I think, our first 300-yard passing game ever. So that was a really nice thing to do. But like I said, at the end of the day, we want the win. Stats are cool. Stats are nice. But really impressed with how our kids responded. And they want to throw the ball. I mean, I think they see the NFL in the college game and think that's how we need to go. But in eight-man, traditionally, you kind of feel to run the ball. But I was really impressed with how our kids were able to throw the ball and keep their composure throughout the game.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what level of football you're talking, 6, 8, 11, 12-man, college, pro, high school. If you can't run the ball, you're probably not going to be real successful a lot of times.
Yeah, it wasn't like the normal running game. I don't think we even got 100 yards, so it was really kind of a down game in that regard, but towards the second half, we were able to start running the ball and set up some more passing options. So we didn't completely give up on it. Like I said, I'm a lineman at heart. I want to run it every play if I can, but sometimes you just got to take what they're giving you.
Sacred Heart's coming into the ball game 3-2. They lost to a very good BDS team last week, so both teams are 3-2. What do you expect out of the Irish on offense tonight?
They're kind of just all over the place. They'll be run heavy one game, pass heavy the next. I think they really, they're well coached. They do a lot of great scouting, so they're going to know exactly how to attack our defense, our weaknesses, our stuff like that. So I think they're going to be well coached, well versed in anything we try to do at them. So I think we're just going to have to almost play a perfect game to try to have a chance in this one. But really, just seems like our kids play better here at Power Field in front of the home crowd. So really, maybe use that to our advantage. And being the game of the week, I think, could be a good bargaining chip also.
Mm-hmm. And the Irish defense has given up some points this year, so that's encouraging.
Yeah, our offense really hasn't been the issue, minus a few of the Johnson game, obviously. But offensively, we're able to move the ball. It's just defensively, we've been giving up way too many big plays. So we're hoping we can at least be competitive, maybe keep the clock rolling, slow down their offense and limit their possessions, and who knows what can happen.
All right, Coach, you've got a couple of keys to the game if things are going well for the Titans tonight.
I think that our offensive line is really going to have to step it up, kind of command it. I think that's one area where even with our injuries, we might have an edge. But, again, they're going to have to do their responsibilities, fire off the ball. So I would say offensive and defensive line both are going to be huge keys to this game.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Thanks, Sean.
Back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, we bid you good evening from Power Field in Humboldt, Nebraska. High school football coming your way tonight here on KTNC. Tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish on the road taking on HTRS. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight, along with Troy Nelson, we're getting settled in for yet another evening of high school football. And Troy, we had a dandy last night at Johnson Brock.
Yes, you did. I had the pleasure of watching it on their Strive account for the second half only, but yes, it was a dandy.
Ended up 36-30. Johnson Brock came up just on the short end against BDS. Both teams came in there 5-0. That's significant to the Sacred Heart fans because Johnson Brock will be Sacred Heart's opponent for homecoming a week from tonight down at Jug Brown Stadium, a game, incidentally, that you'll hear live on Sunny 101.3. Right now, though, the business at hand for the Irish is to take on the HTRS Titans. And just a programming note to alert our listeners, there's a possibility we may be just a little bit late kicking off here. The officiating crew, part of it is here, but part of it worked a game at Omaha South this afternoon. We understand they are en route to the field We may have to start with two or three officials and not have a full crew here when we get going. They're going to let us know as time goes by. I think, though, let's go ahead and take a look at our starters here. First of all, we'll look at the offensive starters for the visiting Sacred Heart Irish. At center will be Vaughn Leonard, a 250-pound junior. At the left guard, John Krause, a senior, 174. Right guard is Evan Bailey. Bailey is a sophomore at 238. Now, noticeably missing there is Matthew Nedrip. He had been the starting center. He's out with a leg injury. Will be out for the rest of the season. At the ends, Joe Simon at one tight end, 195-pound junior. At the other end, you'll see James Freshel and Jack Stice alternating. Freshel, 175 and a junior. Jack Stice, 160 and a junior. At quarterback, Sam Dunn. Dunn, a senior at 160. The running back is Evan Keatley, a 170-pound senior. And the fullback, Riley Nelson. Nelson, 176 and a senior. Nelson also will be handling the kickoff and punting duties tonight for the Sacred Heart Irish. Let's take a look now at that Irish defense.
All right, the starters for your visiting team Irish. Defensive end, junior Joe Simon. Nose guard, junior Vaughn Leonard. And on the other end, your sophomore, Evan Bailey. Your linebacking crew, senior Evan Keithley, senior Riley Nelson, junior James Freshel. And your two defensive backs, junior Jack Stice and senior Sam Dunn.
Now to take a look at the offensive starters for the homestanding HTRS Titans. At center will be Ty Fawkes. Fawkes is a senior, weighs 255 pounds. At the right guard is Rankin Davis, a 250-pound senior. At the left guard, in place of the injured Dayton Evans, we'll have a freshman in the starting lineup, Emma Glothar. Glothar, 170-pound freshman, starting at the left guard. The tight ends will be Brogan Dunlap, 140 and a sophomore, along with Colt McCarnon. McCarnon, a 180-pound junior. In the offensive backfield for the Titans, it'll be Brant Leach at quarterback. He's a senior, weighs 180 pounds. Alex Kozel will start at the fullback, 170-pound junior. And the running back will go with J.J. McQueen in the second half. We understand J.J. will not appear in the first half of the ball game, but he will be playing in the second half. The other running back is Hunter Bowling. Bowling, wears number 22, 185-pound sophomore. Now let's take a look at the defense here for the Titans.
All right, defensively then for your home team Titans, you'll have number 72, Rykin Davis, a senior. Got junior Ty Fawkes on the line. Number 27, Colt McLaren, junior. And number 8, Emmett Glothar, freshman. Your linebacking crew, number 22, Hunter Bowling, sophomore. Number 20, Alex Kozel, junior. And your defensive backs will be number 18, Brant Leach, senior. And number 3, Brogan Dunlap, sophomore.
Well, the latest update on our officiating crew, we had two officials here for the coin toss earlier. A third official joined them a few moments ago and ran out onto the field. We're still waiting on the arrival of the final two members of our crew here coming down from Omaha South. So that's where we stand right now. We're going to step aside now and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a little more of our pregame show and the opening kickoff. That's all coming up after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Football and the Bruce State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be
part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Power Field in Humboldt. We're having the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system, and that'll be followed by our national anthem. That's going to be sung tonight by Gabby Siegel, a student here at HTRS. Still awaiting the arrival of the rest of our officiating crew. They said they were minutes away. I talked with Kara Ingalls, the activities director here, and she said it was going to be tight, but they were hoping to be rolling in right at the top of the hour. As we near the top of the hour, we will take this opportunity to remind you that you are in tune with KTNC AM and FM. We're at 1230 AM, 107.1 FM on your dial in Falls City, Nebraska. Tonight's broadcast also available worldwide online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC, and you can listen to the game anywhere in the world. We do have one final score for you in a game played this afternoon in six-man football at Parkview Christian. It was Parkview Christian over Pawnee City. The final was Parkview Christian 43 and Pawnee City 16. Let's go down to our national anthem. This will be sung by Gabby Siegel, an HTRS student, coming up here with our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through a perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Tonight performed by Gabby Siegel, an HTRS student here in Humboldt. And I just noticed officiating crew member number 4 has arrived.
Yep.
We're still
got here just in time for the national
anthem. Yeah, got here for the national anthem. They worked a game this afternoon at Omaha South High School in Omaha. And, you know, this is just an example of what's happening statewide. I spoke with a friend that told me a week ago there were 61 crews that did double duty on Friday across the state of Nebraska. That tells you we're 61 crews short. 61 of them worked a 4 o'clock game and a 7 o'clock game or 3 o'clock. So they're going to have to address this shortage of officials very soon. It appears we're going to go ahead and start the game with 4 officials. The 5th one should be arriving here shortly. HTRS won the coin toss, Troy, and they deferred their decision to the second half. Sacred Heart said they want the football, so the Irish will be receiving the football at the west end of the stadium here. They'll be moving from our right to left, from west to east. We are a long ways from the field here at HTRS. This press box is a gorgeous facility, but it's about a good 50 to 60 yards off the sideline. So apparently handling the kickoff is going to be Hunter Bowling. He's going to tee it up at the 30-yard line. And Troy, be prepared to jump in here and help me with IDing these people. Who we got back deep?
Well, it should be Evan Keithley.
All right. Keithley is going to stand deep at about the 5-yard line, and we're about to get underway. 8-man high school football live from Power Field here in Humboldt. The HTRS Titans, the Sacred Heart Irish, both at 3-2 on the season. HTRS got off to a 3-0 start, then had disappointing losses to Johnson Brock, 52-8. They came up just short against Diller O'Dell, 48-44 last week. Ready to come forward is Hunter Bowling with the ball teed, waiting for the kick. He advances, and here we go, an end-over-ender. Going to be fielded by Keithley at the 2-yard line. He's out to the 5, he's to the 10. He's across the 15 and out to the 20 and goes down there right at about the 20-yard line. That's where the Irish will start their first drive. They'll have the football first and 10 at the 20.
Leach and Kojal in on the tackle for the Titans.
So the Irish will come up over the football with Sam Dunn at quarterback, Kevin Keithley and Riley Nelson in the backfield as the running backs. Simon and Freshall, I believe, are the ends. Coming out wide to the left, they got two wide receivers to the left. Dunn is going to set in a shotgun formation. Double tight end, two wide outs to the left side of the field. Dunn back to pass, sets in the pocket, throws out to the right, passes in and out of the hands of Joe Simon. Simon had it on his fingertips, just could not drag it in.
Sophomore Hunter Bowling in on the coverage for the Titans.
Yeah, Bowling was right there running stride for stride along with him, but couldn't put it away. Incompleted pass stops the clock. We're just underway here at Power Field. A minute or 11:26 to play in the first quarter. Obviously no score. We've only ran one play. Sacred Heart with the football. Freshall is wide out to the left. There's a man set in a slot to the left also. Sam Dunn, the quarterback, has a snap. He'll run the football himself off the right side. Dunn's going to be good for about 5 yards. He's out near the 25-yard line, brought down there. It'll bring up third down and 5.
Looks like we got Riken Davis and Ty Falks in on the tackle.
My name is Randy Gatula, along with Troy Nelson tonight here in Humboldt. They're going to spot the ball at the 24-yard line, give him 4 on the carry, so it'll bring up third down and 6. Glad you could join us for high school football tonight. Over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon and Lucas Freshall are at Mound City tonight. They're hosting East Atchison, the Wolves in town, to take on the Mound City Panthers. Third down and 6. Dunn takes a snap. He's back to pass. He sets. Has some pressure. Throwing down the sideline. And the pass, I believe, is caught.
Yes.
Just inbounds down near the 36-yard line. Who got the catch over there?
Simon.
That was Joe Simon on the catch. Boy, he had to be close to the out-of-bounds line when he gathered that one in, all the way to the 36.
That was Evan Keithley. Sorry about that.
Keithley on the reception.
Jacob Leach in on the coverage for the Titans.
So the ball is spotted now at the 36-yard line. A big pass play there to Evan Keithley from Sam Dunn.
We got our 5 officials.
All right, the 5th one just showed up. Here we go.
I don't know when he snuck in, but now they got 5.
First down and 10 at the 36-yard line for the Irish. Sam Dunn, hands under center this time with a single setback behind him. Turns, gives off to Riley Nelson, his running back. Nelson running down the right. So wait a minute, that is Riley, isn't it?
No.
No, check that.
Sam Dunn.
Dunn kept the football. He handed off. That was such a good-looking fake to Riley Nelson. I thought Nelson had the football, and so did most of the defense for HTRS. Dunn pulled it out, kept the ball, and got down the right sideline all the way to the 10-yard line. And the Irish are down here threatening early with 10:28 to play in the first quarter. First and 10, just inside the 10. They cannot get a first down, so it's going to be first and goal. Irish come up with the football. First down and 10 inside the 10-yard line. Nelson sets in the backfield behind the quarterback. Calling a starting count is Dunn. Dunn throws the ball over the middle into the end zone. Touchdown. Getting the reception is Joe Simon. Simon makes the reception for the touchdown, and that will go officially as a 9-yard touchdown pass to Joe Simon for the TD. The score coming with 10:05 to play here in the first quarter. So the Irish on their first possession managed to move the ball down the field and get it in there for the touchdown. 6-0, Irish on top. Sacred Heart huddles up and gets ready to break out and come out for the 2-point conversion. Dunn, again, will have set in the backfield behind him is going to be Keithley. Double tight end set. Dunn pitches the ball to Keithley. He'll run to the right side, crashes across the line, And he's got it in there for the two-point conversion. It's 8-0. Irish on top. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC. We're back in 30 seconds.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full-circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humboldt, Nebraska. Your scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha, Farm Connect in Auburn, or Weston Witt in Falls City.
That Sacred Heart scoring drive took just six plays to go 65 yards, capped off with a 9-yard touchdown pass, Sam Dunn to Joe Simon. Evan Keatley ran the ball in for the two-point conversion, and the Irish go up 8-0 with 10:05 to play here in the first quarter in Humboldt. Riley Nelson will handle the kickoff duties now for the Irish, set to kick it away. And here's his kick. End over ender is going to bounce at about the 10, picked up at the 9. They run to the left side. The return man is out across the 20, near the 25. On the return for HTRS, Brogan Dunlap, 140-pound sophomore, back there returning that kickoff for the Titans.
Nelson and Lechtenberg in on the tackle for the Irish.
So they'll spot the football at the 25-yard line. That's where it'll be first and 10 for the Titans. Grant Leach is the quarterback at the 25, first and 10. Leach hands under center to call his starting count. As the snap turns, gives off to his running back, running off the left side with lots of running room, spinning around and carrying the football was Hunter Bowling. And he's got the ball across the 30-yard line out to about the 38 is where they'll mark it. Give him a gain of 9, and it'll bring up second down and 1.
John Krause and James Freshall for the tackle for the Irish.
Second down and a long 1 now for the Titans. Bowling sets in the backfield behind the quarterback Leach. A man comes in motion from left to right. They turn, give to Bowling again. This time he's hit. Ball is popped out of there, but I think HTRS got back on it.
HTRS got it.
Ty Fawkes fell on the football for the Titans and got the recovery, and in doing so, picked up the first down.
There you go. Simon in on the tackle, and I guess for helping with the fumble for the Irish.
Ball out to the 35-yard line, first and 10 HTRS. Well, we're a long ways away here. All right, the quarterback, Leach, puts a man in motion. He's under center, has the snap, fakes the handoff, pitches out to his trailing back, Bowling, Bowling around the right side at the 30, down to the 25, and taken out of bounds down near the 25-yard line. Hunter Bowling on the carry.
Sam Dunn shoving him out of bounds as your last man for the Irish.
Bowling took the ball all the way down to the 24-yard line, so now HTRS trying to answer that first drive by the Irish. And moving the ball effectively at the 24-yard line, it'll be first and 10 there for the Titans. 8:55 to play in the first quarter. If you're just checking in with us, Sacred Heart on top 8-0 here early in the ball game. Brant Leach is the quarterback. He'll have Bowling set behind him as a single setback. Leach calls his starting count, has the snap, he's back to pass. Leach sets up, looking out to the left. There's a receiver out there, overthrows his intended receiver, Rogan Dunlap, just right off his fingertips down near the 5-yard line. Dunlap not able to pull it in.
Sam Dunn in on the coverage for the Irish and doing a great job there. Your defensive end, Joe Simon, doing a great job almost interrupting that pass play.
My name is Randy Gatula. That's Troy Nelson over there. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. We're just underway here in Humboldt as Brant Leach comes over the football at quarterback. He's under center, calling his count, turns, gives off to Bowling. Bowling off the left side for short yardage. Got back to the line of scrimmage and maybe a half a yard more, but not any more than that. Good pursuit defensively by the Irish.
Freshall and Vaughn Leonard in on the tackle.
So the football is going to be spotted still just inside the 24. Very little, if any, gain. We're still going to call it third down and 10. He might have picked up a foot there, but it would be the longest 9 yards I'd ever called. So we'll call it third down and 10 from the 24 as Leach has Bowling flanked out to the right. Bowling goes in motion right to left, fakes a handoff, back to pass, down deep for Dunlap, and the pass is caught.
Touchdown! Got a flag on the play, but I'm sure that's going to be on the Irish.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is, but it will be a 24-yard.
That was a pretty good catch.
Let's wait and see what this penalty flag is all about.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. It'll be a 24-yard touchdown pass to Dunlap for the TD, the score coming with 8:08 to play here in the first quarter. So HTRS has answered there. Now let's see if they can come up with a two-point conversion. Leach is going to be under center once again. Oh, and the shotgun this time. They direct snap the ball to Bowling. He tries to run to the right, and he got in there for the two-point conversion. We're tied at 8 with 8:08 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to the Crew State College Game of the Week on KTNC. We're back in 30 seconds.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Power Field at Farm Bureau Financial Services, your scoring recap. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City.
Well, the Titans' scoring drive covered 55 yards, took just six plays. Grant Leach completing a 24-yard touchdown pass to Brogan Dunlap. Hunter Bowling carried in for the two-point conversion. And with 8:08 to go in the first quarter, we're all tied up at 8 apiece. I wonder if you could go back and find the light switch here for us.
Yep, if you could.
All right, the ball is going to be kicked off after the penalty there from the 35-yard line. This might be a place to perhaps try an onside when you're down here. Be ready for anything. And they will go ahead and kick it deep. It's going to roll into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. That's where the Irish will start first and 10 at their own 15 with 8:08 to play in the first quarter. Live tonight from Power Field in Humboldt, Nebraska, high school football here on KTNC. Again tonight over on Sunny 101.3, the East Atchison Wolves are in Mound City to take on the Mound City Panthers. John Nixon, Lucas Freshel have the call for you on that one over on our sister station. All right, let's see what the Irish can do with their second possession. Sam Dunn is the quarterback. Riley Nelson and Evan Keithley are the running backs. Dunn is under center, the back set in the I formation. Dunn takes the snap, gives the ball off to Nelson. He bulldozes off the right side of the line. Looks like he's good for about five out close to the 20-yard line.
And on the tackle there for the Titans is your nose guard, Ty Falks.
We'll give him a gain of five on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go for the Irish. The ball just inside the right side hash mark as Sacred Heart moves from our right to left. Clock is running. 7 minutes, 44 seconds to play. First period. Score all tied at 8. Wide receiver James Freshel comes wide to the left side of the field. The backs are split in the backfield. Nelson on the left, Keithley on the right behind Freshel. They turn, they give again to Nelson. He's got running room, first down yardage for Riley Nelson. He carried a couple of tacklers with him out across the 25, out near the 27 or 8-yard line. Give him a gain of 8 yards on the carry. It'll be first and 10 for the Irish.
Kojal and Glothar in on the tackle.
Riley Nelson running behind Vaughn Leonard and Evan Bailey. Bailey pressed into that starting lineup after Vaughn Leonard moved over to center from the right guard spot. That's because of Matthew Nedenriff's leg injury. He actually suffered a broken leg, and he's out for the rest of the season. So now the ball is spotted. We'll call it the 23-yard line. First down and 10 for the Irish. Again, Nelson will be on the left in the backfield. To the right is Keithley under center. He's calling his start. Back to pass him. Pass going over the middle. Complete to Simon at the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. That will be a 51-yard touchdown pass to Joe Simon. 51 yards on the completion in Sacred Heart. Striking big time. Joe Simon with his second touchdown reception of the evening. And man, he was wide open. It was just a matter of running nothing but lots of real estate and green grass between Joe Simon and the end zone. Score came with 6:46 to play, still here in the first quarter. Now the try for the two-point conversion. They take the snap, running to the right, quarterback keeper, and he got in there, carried it in, is Sam Dunn for the two-point conversion on the carry. And it's Sacred Heart 16, HTRS 8, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Peru State Game of the Week.
What are we doing here?
It must have been a penalty on the two-point conversion.
We called that, all right. They're going to come back and try the two-point conversion again. All right, Sam Dunn rolls to the right, throws into the end zone, and it's knocked down, and another flag is thrown. We were expecting them to line up for the opening kickoff. I didn't see a flag out there.
Either.
This time the penalty is going to be against the Irish. It will be declined. We're going to keep it right here, and we need to change things just a bit.
Yeah.
Our score now, 14-8, and it's time for our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. That scoring drive for Sacred Heart took three plays, covered 65 yards, capped off with a 51-yard touchdown pass complete from Sam Dunn to Joe Simon. Simon's second touchdown reception of the evening already. Just three plays to go 65 yards there, Troy. 6:46 to play first quarter. The conversion attempt failed. And now it's 14-8, the Irish on top. Again, this scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. I was completely confused for a minute. I looked up ready for a kickoff, and they're lining up out here at the 15. And what in the world?
We totally missed everything.
Well, the officials were late getting here, but apparently they remembered to bring their flags. So now, Riley Nelson gets set to kick the ball away for the Irish once again. Teed up at the 30-yard line. I think back deep. Yep, that's going to be Hunter Bowling down there. He's the deep man waiting at about the 2-yard line. And here's the kick. Nelson's kick, an end-over-ender. It's going to fall a little bit short and be fielded at the 14. They come over to the right, across the 20, across the 25. Out near the 28 or 29-yard line on the return was Brogan Dunlap for HTRS.
Carson Sells and Riley Nelson in on the tackle there for the Irish.
Football is going to be marked now at the 28 or 29-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there for HTRS. Brant Leach brings the Titans up to the football. He'll have Hunter Bowling set in a slot out to the left side. Hands under center. For Leach, calling his cadence. Leach turns, keeps it himself. Now pitches back to Bowling, and the pitch is wide of the mark and goes out of bounds. And it's fortunate for HTRS that the sideline was so nearby, because Bowling didn't have a chance at that. It was pitched well behind him and goes out of bounds.
Irish did a great job coming right down the line of scrimmage there, taking the first option on the handoff and then taking the quarterback and making him pitch it. And again,
no gain on the play, so it'll ring up second down and 10 yards to go. The football at the 28.5, call it the 29-yard line. Brant Leach again puts Bowling in a slot out to the left side. He comes in motion. They turn, give to Bowling. Bowling tries to run around to the right of the formation, and he's wrapped up and thrown down for a loss on the play.
Defensive end, Joe Simon. Perfect tackle, open field, throw him out of bounds.
Joe Simon's having quite a night for himself here already. The 195-pound junior, already two touchdown receptions, one for 9 yards, one for 51 yards. And now the tackle for a loss. Third down and 11 now. Leach has Bowling and Kojal in the backfield. He'll go under center for the snap. Leach with the football. He's back to pass. Here comes pressure. He got away. Now he'll run with the football to his right. Leach is forward. He's got the ball out across the 30-yard line, out near the 34. He'll get about 5 yards on the carry, but it's going to bring up 5 yards to go. Fourth down and 5 now for the Titans.
Krause and Simon doing a great job on your end position, making him run up the field, and Simon running him down from behind for the tackle.
Spot the football just shy of the 35-yard line. Punting situation in to punt the ball away. And we'll have to see who that bowling is, I believe.
Bowling. Stice set to return.
Stice back deep, waiting near the 10-yard line. There's the snap. The punt's away. Stice is going to field the football. He'll field it at the 10. Starts up to his right at the 15. He's on his feet. He's at the 20. He's hit at the 25 and taken out of bounds on the right sideline at about the 25-yard line. Appreciate you helping me ID Stice as a return down there. We need to probably describe the situation. Don't get me wrong. This is a wonderful press facility here at HTRS. The problem is it's at some distance from the sideline. We're a good 50 to 60 yards off the sideline on the north side here, and it puts us an awfully long ways from the players when they get down there into the corners. It'll be first and 10 for the Irish at the 25-yard line. Sam Dunn is the quarterback. He brings Sacred Heart up to the line of scrimmage. The official stopping the clock here. Not sure what that was about. Okay, there's the snap. Dunn throws it complete out to the right. He turns down the right sideline into open territory, the 40. And inside the 30, down near the 25-yard line, goes Riley Nelson. That was just a little quick pass to Riley Nelson out of the right side, and he got down the right sideline, ran over a couple of would-be tacklers. They couldn't get him off his feet, and they couldn't get him stopped until he gets all the way down to the 25-yard line.
That was, again, that little quick pass. My wife hates it, but it worked this time.
Man, Riley Nelson with the reception takes it to the 25-yard line and gives the Irish a first and 10. Okay, he's put a wide receiver wide out here to the left. That's probably Simon, I believe. Quarterback in a shotgun formation. Sam Dunn has the snap. He sets. He's rolling to his left. Now sets up, throws the ball to the left sideline. A flag, no flag. The ball is thrown out of bounds.
Yep.
Just threw it away. Somebody tossed a, I don't know what that was, a clipboard or something went up in the air over here on the HTRS sideline. Caught my eye for a minute. That stops the clock with 4:13 to play here in the first quarter. 14-8, the Irish up by 6. Sacred Heart moving the football, facing second down and 10 yards to go now at the 25-yard line. Irish with the football. The play comes in from the side to Sam Dunn, the senior quarterback. He'll break a huddle with wide receiver set to the right side over there. James Fresh will split wide to the right. To the left comes Joe Simon, quarterback. Dunn has the snap again. Same play. No, fakes the pass this time. Now they're going to throw deep down the side to the right, and it falls incomplete.
But there is a flag.
They faked that little pass play over there to Riley Nelson that was so successful a couple of plays ago, but we've got a flag down on this one. We'll wait for the official to give us the indication of what he's going to have here. Holding is the call on the defense. So a holding penalty on the defense. Sacred Heart will most certainly accept those penalty yards.
Yeah.
10-yard penalty puts the football down to the 15-yard line. That's enough for the Irish to have another first and 10. 4:07 to play first quarter, 14-8. Sacred Heart up by 6, down here threatening with a first and 10 at the 15-yard line of the HTRS Titans. Sam Dunn breaks the huddle, brings him up to the line. Dunn will set in a shotgun formation. The tight end to the right is Simon. Now he splits out wide to the right. Riley Nelson, the single setback back there with him. Keeping it is Dunn. Dunn fights forward inside the 15, down to around the 12 or 13-yard line. He'll be stopped there after a gain of about 3.
Down the tackle is Hunter Bowling.
I'm glad you could see that.
Well, it's a struggle.
It's a challenge. I think when we switch over to you play-by-play, I may give you the open window here, Troy. All righty. Give them a gain of about 3. We're going to be generous and call it a gain of 3. Second down and a long 7 to go for the Irish. A line of scrimmage between the 12 and 13-yard line. Sacred Heart huddled all the way out here at the 25. Looking to the sideline. Now they come forward and get set. James Freshel to the right as a receiver. To the left is Simon. High formation behind the quarterback. The fullback is Riley Nelson. Fake to the fullback. Back to pass. Simon thrown to the left side.
There it is.
And it's going to be complete for the touchdown. Who caught that one?
Simon.
Simon once again. His third touchdown of the night. This one from 13 yards out. So that will be a 13-yard touchdown pass. I'm just going to start using ditto marks here. Sam Dunn to Joe Simon. This one comes with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play, still in the first quarter. Sacred Heart has gone up 20-8 as they come out to go for the two-point conversion. Setting to the right is going to be Simon, keeping it. Now they pitch this. Keithley. And they pitch to Keithley. He carries it in for the two-point conversion.
No flags.
Okay. Evan Keithley carries it in, and our score now goes 22-8. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
It's harvest time and fall cleanup. You're too busy to think about your aches and pains you're having. But maybe it's more than sore muscles. Talk to Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Dr. Streit provides orthopedic and sports medicine services at Community Medical Center. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his experienced staff to set up consultation. The road to recovery is with Ortho Midwest and Dr. Streit at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humboldt, Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Services, your scoring recap. Stop by or see Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City.
Well, that scoring drive just took four plays to go 65 yards. Joe Simon with his third touchdown reception to the left on the ninth. This one from 13 yards out. Evan Keithley carried in for the two-point conversion. And the Irish go up 22-8 now with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. Again, the scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right. Sacred Heart a little late coming out here to kick this thing off, taking their time. Back deep is going to be Dunlap to return this. Rogan Dunlap, just a sophomore, 140-pounder. He's back there returning it. J.J. McQueen not playing here in the first half. They say he will appear in the second half of the game. Riley Nelson will tee the ball at the 30-yard line and kick it away for the Irish. Here's Nelson's kick. End over ender. Going to be fielded at about the 13-yard line. Out across the 20, the 25. Out near the 30 and taken out of bounds. Across the way at the 30-yard line was Hunter Bowling on the return.
Looks like Lechtenberg and Stice shoving him out of bounds.
So the football is spotted at the 30-yard line. Nice return there by Hunter Bowen for HDRS. So now, trailing 22-8, the Titans need to get some offense going here if they can. Football at the 30-yard line. Grant Leach is the quarterback. Steps up under center. Single setback set behind him. Bowling goes in motion. Leach keeps it himself. He rolls to the right. Now pitches back to his trailing back. That's Bowling, and Bowling is going to be hit and dropped near the 35-yard line after a gain of about five on the carry.
Stice and Dunn in on the tackle.
So mark the football on the hash mark in from the north side. The wide side of the field is to the left. HTRS moving from our left to right. Titans here tonight in their navy blue pants and jerseys with the white numerals. Sacred Heart showed up in green pants, white shirts with green numerals. Thank goodness. Second down and 5 yards to go at the 35-yard line. Leach, calling his cadence, has the ball, keeps it himself, tries to turn it upfield. Boca tackle, fighting forward, has first down yardage, and he'll be taken out of bounds into Irish territory at the 37-yard line. And looked like Grant Leach was going to be stopped right at about midfield, and then he got an extra 3 or 4 yards.
He did a great job of running that second effort there. Leonard and Stice pushing him out of bounds.
So now the football is marked at the 37-yard line, first and 10. As I said, pretty critical that the Titans come up with some points here. Look, we can watch TV across the street.
You see that in that guy's garage over there, yes.
Quite a setup, isn't it? First down and 10 at the 37-yard line. As Leach is under center, calling his count. Leach has the snap. He's back to pass. He sets up. Looks over the middle. Has a receiver downfield. It's knocked down. Falls incomplete down near the 22-yard line.
It looked like we had Nelson and Dunn in on the coverage.
Yeah, he was looking for Alex Kozul down there as his intended receiver, but it fell incomplete, so they'll bring it back. Stops the clock with 2:13 to play here in the first quarter. The ball at the 37-yard line, second down and 10 for the Titans. Brant Leach will put Bowling over to the left. Kozul sets in the backfield behind the quarterback. Bowling comes in motion. Leach turns, gives it to Kozul. He goes into the middle for nothing. Maybe got a yard, but not a whole lot more than that. He stops shy of the 35-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and about nine.
Nelson and Leonard in on the tackle for the Irish.
Good pursuit there by Nelson, the linebacker, coming up to fill the gap and stop him after a gain of a yard. Beautiful evening for high school football here in Humboldt tonight. Temperatures hovering in the low 70s right now. It's supposed to get a little cooler as the evening goes on. Third down and 9, just outside the 35-yard line of the Irish. Titans with the football. Leach has the snap. He's back to pass. He sets. Got time. Going to throw deep down the right sideline for Bowling, and the pass falls incomplete. Just overthrown. Bowling had a fingertip on it, but couldn't pull it down inside the 10-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down.
Bowling cut inside right at the perfect time and just had to go off his fingertips, as you said, and Stison on the coverage for the Irish.
I don't have a problem at all sharing my open window here, Troy, Philadelphia, not having to look through that. We've worked two men before in a window this wide.
They're throwing glow sticks down here in front of you. I think that's what you saw earlier.
Oh, that's what was flying around.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on the sideline down there.
The Humboldt have a little spirit shop set up, and they're selling glow sticks.
Here we go. Fourth down, 9 yards to go. They're going to go after it from the 36, just outside the 35-yard line. Out of the shotgun, back to pass, Leach, pressure coming, pass intercepted at the 30. To the right side goes Keithley, the 40, down to the 30. He's at the 25, the 20. Evan Keithley on his feet and tackled inside the 15. After the interception, Evan Keithley returns that intercepted pass down inside the 15-yard line. Looks like they're going to mark it near the 10.
Evan Keithley intercepted Leach there, but Leach doing a good job coming back up, shaking off a block and getting the tackle.
They're going to say Keithley got all the way to the 10-yard line, so the Irish will set up shop first and goal. They cannot get a first down. They're at the 10-yard line is where they mark it. The nose of the ball is on the chalk line, so it's not possible to get a first down. First and goal at the 10-yard line for Sam Dunn. He's in the shotgun. Keithley sets to his right, the running back in the backfield. Dunn takes a snap, runs the option, pitches to Keithley. Keithley crashes at the 5, stops short of the goal line. Looks like he's down around the 2 or the 3 over there on the far sideline.
And on the tackle at the goal line for the Titans is Hunter Bowling.
You realize from where our broadcast point to where they are in that corner is a good 100 yards. We're watching the game from 100 yards away here.
But we can see that TV in the garage.
Yeah, we can see that with my binoculars here. Like he's watching CSI Miami. The ball is at the 3-yard line. That's where they mark it. Second down and goal at the 3. Quarterback, Dunn under center. Has the snap. Back to pass. Looking into the end zone for, is that Simon? Joe Simon with his fourth touchdown reception of the night. This one from 3 yards out. It makes it easy to fill out the scoring recap.
Yes.
We just keep putting in check marks, dittos. This came with 24 seconds to play here in the first quarter. I wonder when the last time one receiver's caught 4 touchdown passes in one quarter. Joe Simon receptions of 9, 51, 13, and 3 for touchdowns. 24 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Irish have opened up a 28-8 lead now over HTRS as they come over the football for the two-point conversion. Dunn is the quarterback in the shotgun. He's back to pass. Dunn looking to his right, throwing into the corner of the end zone, and it's complete for the two-point conversion. Did you see who got it?
Freshel.
That's Freshel. Okay. So the score goes 30-8. Irish on top, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City.
That scoring drive took just 2 plays to go 10 yards after Evan Keithley's interception returned down to the 10. Fourth receiving touchdown pass of the quarter for Joe Simon from Sam Dunn. This one from 3 yards out. 2 plays, 10 yards. The score 30-8, Irish on top. The two-point conversion pass was complete to James Special. Again, the scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. So with 24 seconds to play here in the first quarter, the Irish have jumped out to a 30-8 lead as Riley Nelson prepares to kick the ball away. Nelson will tee it up at the 30-yard line. Here comes his kick. Another end-over-ender fielded near the 15. They come up the left side with it. Still on his feet across the 20, the 25, across the 30, out near the 35. Nice return out to the 35-yard line there for the Titans, and I apologize for not IDing the return man.
It was Hunter Bowling.
Bowling it was, thank you.
I think Keithley was in on the tackle.
So the ball is just across the 35-yard line, first and 10 for the Titans with 18 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Ball spotted just across the 35-yard line. Quarterback Leach is under center for the snap, pitches the ball back. Running to his right is Kozel. Kozel tries to turn it upfield for a gain of a yard or two, not a whole lot more than that. He stopped short of the 40-yard line, around the 39. Clock will expire, and that will be the end of our first quarter. After one quarter of play, Sacred Heart 30, HTRS 8. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Power Field in Humboldt. The Sacred Heart Irish up 30-8 after one quarter of play. We're ready to move to second quarter action. And here to describe the action is Troy Nelson.
All right, Humboldt has the ball second and eight on their own 36-yard line. Leach goes under center, one back in the backfield. Bowling in motion, and the give is to Bowling up the middle. And he's going to be met at the line of the scrimmage, but he still keeps his feet moving, and then forward momentum is stopped.
James Freshel, the first man to hit him, and then Joe Simon came up to help on the tackle. Freshel and Simon team up for the stop, only a gain of about two on the carry.
Clock running here. Well, no, the clock is not running. It should be running. Now it's running. I bet there's 10 seconds that should have rolled off there, Randy.
Don't know that it's going to be a factor tonight. Score 30-8 here. Opening seconds of this second period.
All right, Titans break the huddle. Again, Leach under center. Bowling is slot back on the right. He's coming in motion, and it's going to be a fake to him. Leach is dropping back to pass, and this can be batted down at the line of scrimmage and almost intercepted there by your linebacker, Gavin Lecter.
Well, Simon was a man that batted the ball. I had the glasses on it, and Joe got his hands up there, swatted the ball, it popped up in the air. And then Gavin Lechtenberg had an excellent opportunity for an interception. Just couldn't quite find the handle on it. It falls incomplete.
Brings up fourth down and eight now for the Titans.
Jack Stice is going to be back deep to return this punt for you, Troy.
Setting the punt for the Titans is Bowling. He receives a high snap. It gets it away. Stice is coming up to about the 15-yard line. He's going to catch it and move out to his right. He's got some running room, breaks one tackle, and is going to go down around the 22-yard line.
Rogan Dunlap comes up to make the stop on him for HTRS. Dunlap, just a sophomore, 140 pounds, did a pretty good job of getting Stice off his feet there at the 26.
All right, so the Irish have the ball in the second quarter. 11:23 left, leading 30-8. First and 10 on the 26-yard line. Nelson brings a play in from the sideline. Still got Bailey, Leonard, and Krause in on the line for the Irish. Shotgun formation, triplets to your right. Dunn takes the snap, dropping back to pass. He's got a man, two men across the middle. Intended for Keithley, batted down, but a flag on the play.
Now there's a flag going back on the coverage for the Titans. It was Brant Leach. We may have a pass interference call, though, called against HTRS, waiting for the officials to confer here. Where's the white hat?
Walking in the midfield.
There he is.
Right in the middle of that white Titan, the lightning bolt. You lost him.
Lightning bolt. Clock has stopped with 11:18 to play. Opening minute here still of the second quarter, 30-8.
Defensive pass interference on the Titans.
Irish lead at 30-8 here, still early in our football game at Power Field in Humboldt. Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson with you. Tonight over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon and Lucas Freshel are in Mound City, Missouri, eight-man Missouri football. They're hosting the East Atchison Wolves.
I got some scores here to update.
Okay.
From that game, East Atchison leads after one, 30-0.
Wow.
In Fall City, Nebraska City leads 22-0 after one.
And the final from this afternoon, I'll give it to you here in a minute.
Shotgun formation is done. He moves to his left. He's going to pull it down and keep it, moving up the center of the field. And he breaks a couple tackles, and he's into the backfield, and he's gaining for more, and he gets in. Yes, he's in for the touchdown. Sam Dunn on a 40-yard run.
So Sam Dunn on the rushing touchdown from 40 yards out for the TD, puts Sacred Heart up 36-8 now. This score coming with the 11:08 to play in the second quarter.
All right, setting up for the two-point conversion now is the Irish. Looks like we got Stice bringing the play in from the sideline. No, that wasn't Stice. That was Stice is lining up on the tight end on the right. That was Simon bringing it in. So I formation, Dunn under center, Nelson and Keithley in the backfield. Dunn takes the snap, dropping back to pass. He's going to be flushed out of the pocket to his left and grabbed and shut down right there. No, he pitches it at the last moment, but it falls incomplete. So with 11:08 left here in the second quarter, the Irish lead 36-8. You're listening to the Peru State Game of the Week.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humboldt, Nebraska. Farm Bureau Financial Services, your scoring recap sponsor. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
Well, a quick drive there. Two plays, 54 yards. Sam Dunn carrying 40 yards for the touchdown on the run. The two-point conversion attempt failed. Sacred Heart goes up 36-8, 11:08 to play here in the second period, first half at Humboldt.
I got Adam Santo giving me some scores here. So Lords is up 20-0 after one over Diller. Lawrence Nelson is up 8-0 after one over Kennesaw. And Howells Dodge is up 6-0 after one.
And a final this afternoon in Lincoln. Parkview Christian defeated Pawnee City 43-16 in six-man football. That was a 4 o'clock kickoff this afternoon in Lincoln.
All right, Nelson set to kick off here from the 30. End over end, bounced about the 5-yard line, picked up by Bowling on the right side. He gets to the 10, and it's like he's hit right there. No, that wasn't Bowling on her. We got a sub in there for the number 13, Kevin Hunsecker.
James Freshel there to lead the tackle for the Irish to make the stop on the kickoff return. The ball is going to be spotted short of the 20, about the 19-yard line. 11:02 to play, first quarter, second quarter rather, 36-8, Irish on top.
All right, we have making some subs again. Looks like Kiffin is bringing the play in from the sideline. So Kiffin Hunsecker subbing into this Titan offense. Kiffin is a sophomore, 135-pounder, and he's going to be your slot back on the right side. Leach under center. Bowling in motion. They give up the middle. Was that Hunsecker? Nope, not Hunsecker. Having trouble seeing that number. That was number 20, Alex Kozel.
Evan Keithley and James Freshall team up to get the tackle here for Sacred Heart. He got a gain of about 2, almost 3 yards there. You're going to have to call that second down to long 7, I think.
Yeah. So there you go, second down and 7. Clock running with 10:35 left in the second quarter. Titans have the ball on their own 24-yard line. Leach under center. Bowling comes in motion. Fake to the fullback in the middle, pitch to Kojil, and he's going to be hit right there and wrapped up and thrown back for a loss.
No place at all for Kojil to go. Coming over and getting the hit on him for the Irish to make the tackle. Was it Krause? Is that who's in there?
Yeah, 29, John
yeah.
Krause.
Okay, John Krause on the tackle.
All right, so third and 10 now for the Titans. Under 10 minutes here in the second quarter. They have the ball on their own 19-yard line, it looks like. Going to have three down linemen for the Titans. Three receivers to your right. Shotgun formation is Leach, dropping back to pass. Got some time, plenty of time. He's flushed out of the pocket now. Breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles, and he wrapped up right there and shoved out of bounds.
Boy,
not for the first down.
Quite a hit by James Freshall, but Freshall took a pop as he came up there to try and make the tackle. First down yardage across the 30, 9:35 to play first half. 36-8, Irish with an early lead here in this ballgame.
That's a first down for the Titans. And we saw this last week. The Irish have trouble when they tackle when they hit them high. And Leach is not a small quarterback at 180 pounds. All right, so Leach is coming shotgun formation here. This is the same formation we just had. Triplets to your right. First and 10, Titans. Fakes the quick throw, dropping back to pass. Again, plenty of time. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Moves it up to the middle, cuts back to the right, and he's going to be tripped up right there for about a 5-yard gain.
And again, on the tackle for Sacred Heart was John Krause. Krause, 174-pound senior. Gets the stop across the 35.
Second down and 5 for the Titans. They have the ball on about their own 35-yard line. Clock running with 9 minutes left here in the second quarter. Irish lead 36-8. Titans break the huddle. Looks like you're going to have Brogan Dunn mapping on the tight end on the right side. And again, Bowling is your slot back over there. Leach under center. Bowling comes in motion. Fake up the middle, dropping back to pass is Leach. He's going to get rushed by it and have to get rid of it in a hurry. And man, Bowling with an excellent catch down here on the left sideline.
James Freshall was all over the intended receiver, Bowling. Flags are thrown. Freshall will be called for pass interference, but he caught the ball anyway.
Yeah, and, you know, the ball was underthrown, and Freshall didn't have his eyes on it.
They ruled it incomplete.
I was going to say, from here.
Now wait a minute. Now they're moving.
Chain gang is moving.
Yeah, but one official just.
Okay. So first down, Titans. Completed pass, and that was a really good catch there by Hunter Bowling.
Ignore this guy on the sideline. Okay.
He's the one that showed up late.
He went.
First and 10 from the Irish 30-yard line. The Titans have the ball. They break the huddle. Bowling, your slot back on the right. Leach under center. Face to the middle halfback. Drop him back to pass. He's got a man open across the middle. He's going to hit Bowling in for the touchdown.
That will be 30 yards.
Hunter Bowling in on the touchdown reception from Brant Leach. Titans are going to set up for the 2-point conversion here. With 8:30 left in the second quarter, the Titans get a touchdown. All right, Titans break the huddle. Looks like we're going to have Leach shotgun formation. No, that's not Leach, that's Bowling. Bowling's going to get to take the direct snap and go in for the touchdown. 2-point conversion good for the Titans with 8:30 left in the second quarter. Irish lead 36-16. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza's Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Power Field here in Humboldt, Nebraska. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
That Titan scoring drive took just six plays to cover 61 yards. It was topped off with a 30-yard touchdown pass from Brant Leach to Hunter Bowling. Hunter Bowling carried in for the two-point conversion to put 16 points on the board now. 36-16, Irish on top with 8:30 to play here in the first half.
All right, so the Titans set to kick off here from the 30. Oh, boy, I was told how to pronounce this one. It looks like we got number 47 kicking off, Peo Rodriguez. Peo Rodriguez, foreign exchange student, set to kick off from the 30. Down to receive it is Jack Stice around the 10. Kick is away, and it's up in the air. It's going to be received there by Keithley around the 15-yard line. He goes to the left side. He's going to get move up for about a 15-yard gain.
Keithley with a pretty good return there before being knocked down and taken out of bounds on the far side. Over there to lead the stop was Alex Kojo, and I noticed Kojo got up limping just a little bit after he made that tackle.
All right, so the Irish will have the ball on their own 29-yard line.
Breeze picking up just a little bit here at Humboldt right now, out of the south, blowing right into our face under the open window.
It's a good thing we're standing next to each other so I can cuddle with
it. Yeah, right. So welcome Breeze here. Actually, beautiful evening for a football game in Humboldt.
All right, Irish break the huddle. Going to have two receivers. Nope. Stice is going to move to tight end position. Nelson will slot back on the right. Shotgun formation is done. Dunn's going to keep the ball and then pitch it to Keithley. Keithley's got some running room around the left side. It's going to be enough for a first down and just a little bit more.
Over there to make the tackle on him for HCRS, Alex Kojo on the stop once again.
All right, so first and 10, Irish. Right at midfield now they have the ball. Clock running with 8. No, they must have went out of bounds, so the clock has stopped at 8:17. All right, I didn't see him go out of bounds, but that's what the referees signaled. So first and 10, right at midfield. Let's see, Simon will be your tight end on the right. Looks like Freshel on the left. Slot back is Keithley on the left. Shotgun formation. Nelson will be in the backfield with Dunn on the left side. Now Simon goes out from his tight end position. Snap is away. Dunn dropping back to pass, and he's got Keithley wide open across the middle of the field, and he's going to go in for the touchdown. Evan Keithley from Sand Dunn for a 40-yard touchdown catch.
And the long touchdown passes continue. This one covering 40 yards.
All right, so it's 7:50 here in the second quarter. The Irish strike. All right, on a 40-yard pass from Sam Dunn to Evan Keithley. All right, let's see. Dunn and Stice bringing the play in from the sideline for the two-point conversion. 42-16 right now. 7:50 left. All right, looks like Dunn is going to go shotgun formation. Nelson and Simon out on the left. Keithley to slot back in their backfield on the left. Dunn fakes the pitch to Keithley, cuts it up the middle, and he does not get in for the two-point conversion. So with 7:50 left here in the second quarter, Fall City, Sacred Heart 42, Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner 16. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humboldt, Nebraska. Your scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. In Auburn, see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect, and in Fall City, see Weston Witt.
The scoring drive, two plays, 51 yards. Sam Dunn completing his fifth touchdown pass of the night. This one goes to Evan Keithley, covering 40 yards. The conversion attempt failed, and the Irish go up 42-16 with 7:50 to play in the first half here in Humboldt. Again, the scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in both Auburn and Fall City.
All right, so Nelson set to kick the ball off here from the Irish 30-yard line.
I brought lots of score sheets.
Yep, there you go. Set to receive the ball for the Titans. This telephone pole is right in my way. All right, I can't get a number on that blue jersey back there, but the kick is a line driver. It's going to be fielded at the 20.
Dunlap.
Got past him. Picked up around the 8-yard
Dunlap.
Line is Dunlap. Dunlap's moving to the left and cutting up the middle. And he's going to get him for a horse collar tackle.
And Evan Keithley got the tackle there on Dunlap. Rogan Dunlap was a return man, and a flag is thrown in. And you called it most likely that's going to be a horse collar. Clock shows 7:44 to play here in the second quarter in Humboldt, 42-16. The Irish with the lead in this one. Earlier this afternoon in Lincoln, Parkview Christian defeated Pawnee City, 43-16. That was in six-man football.
I'm guessing he called a face mask on that.
Well, we're going to have a 15-yard penalty marched off against the Irish. The football moved out to the 37-yard line, and that's where HGRS will start this drive.
All right, so Titans have the ball on their own 37-yard line, 7:44 left in the second quarter. Leach comes up under center. Boleyn out on the right. He comes in motion. Pitch to Boleyn. He's coming up the left side, and he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and move forward for about two more yards.
John Krause was the first man to get a hold of him. Also in the bottom of the pile on that tackle was Sam Dunn.
All right, second down and about seven for the Titans. All right, ball spotted just shy of midfield on the Titan side of the field. Clock running with 7:15 left here in the second quarter. Titans taking their time here, and they huddled up a long ways away from the ball. All right, so the linemen move up. All right, your center Falks gets set. Leach under the center, Boleyn in motion. The fake to the fullback, give to Boleyn. He's going to get to the line of scrimmage and maybe one more yard.
Krause there on the tackle. Riley Nelson had the first contact on him. Nelson got up shaking his right hand a little bit here. May have got it in between a couple of ball players.
Brings up third down and five now for the Titans. They cross midfield. The ball on the Irish 39-yard line. Clock running with 6:30 left. We're going to have triplets up to your right now on this third down conversion. Leach in the shotgun. There's your snap. Leach throws a quick pitch out to Boleyn. Boleyn's going to be hit right there and dropped.
Dunlap on the receiving end there, actually. And coming up was Evan Keithley to get the tackle on Dunlap. And boy, that was a good defensive effort by Keithley. He was right there as the ball arrived.
All right, so you had Dunlap in on the reception, but gains no yards on it. Brings up, actually loses yards on it. Fourth down and seven. Now the ball spotted back on the Titan 39-yard line.
Evan Keithley played that perfectly on defense there. Troy just was right on the receiver when the ball arrived.
Setting up to punt now are the Titans. Snap is away. It's a high one for Boleyn. The Boleyn gets it, brings it down, but it's going to be put out on the right side, and it's going to go out of bounds over on the Irish 19-yard line.
No chance at all for Jack Stice to get a return on that one as it goes out of bounds. Sacred Heart's going to start with good field position. They'll have the ball first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Clock shows 5:40 to play first period. 42-16 your score. Sacred Heart with the lead, in case you're just checking in with us.
All right, Irish in the huddle about their own 10-yard line. Stice heads to the sideline. All right, looks like we still got Bond Leonard as your snapper. Dunn's in a shotgun formation. You got two receivers to the right and one to the left. Keithley's in the backfield with Dunn, and Dunn's going to take it, fake it to the middle, and pitch it out to Keithley on the left side, and Keithley's going to get about 5 yards before he's pushed out of bounds.
Keithley knocked out of bounds on the far side over there by Alex Kojal. Kojal with the tackle for HTRS.
Again, your linemen for the Irish still have your same three, Krause, Leonard, and Bailey. And Stice bringing the play in from the sideline. Second down and four now for the Irish. The ball spotted on their own 27-yard line. Dunn is shotgun formation. Nelson's to his left. You got two receivers to your left, one to your right. Dunn's dropping back to pass. He's going to be flushed out to his right, and he gets it away right at the line of scrimmage. And in and out of the hands of the receiver, Joe Simon, he had real estate for the touchdown.
Yeah, Joe Simon had touchdown number 5 on his mind right there near the 20-yard line. He was a good 5 yards behind the coverage, and I think he started to run with the ball before he caught it. And that happens. Joe Simon, he's had 4 receptions for touchdowns already back in the first quarter. And he's thinking to himself, I just let number 5 slip right between the fingers.
Yep, that was his. It was a great pass from Dunn.
Yeah, Dunn put the ball right on the money.
All right, so 3rd and 4 from the 27-yard line. Clock stop at 5:30. Shotgun formation is Dunn. Nelson's in the backfield to the right. Receivers, 2 receivers to the left. Dunn's going to run up the middle. Pitch to Nelson. Nelson breaks 1 tackle. He's going to cross the middle and fumble the ball, but he falls on it. Right at the, that's going to be close to a first down.
Yeah, Nelson took a hit right on the football. It popped out. He very alertly dove on the ball for first down yardage. And that's one way to pick up a first down.
Hold on. Chain gang is confused. Now they're moving.
Yeah, Nelson dove onto the football after it popped out and fell on it for first down yardage.
All right, so 1st and 10, Irish on their own 33-yard line. Clock running with 5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Irish lead 42-16. All right, Irish break the huddle. Stice is coming out to their right. Keith Lee out to the left. Dunn's going under center. Nelson alone back in the backfield behind Dunn. Dunn takes a snap, gives it to Nelson. He's going to let Nelson keep it. Nelson's going to move forward for about 6 or 7 yards, but there's a flag thrown at the line of scrimmage.
Riley Nelson carried 5 defenders for 5 yards. He just kept churning the legs and moving forward, carrying the defenders with him. A flag was thrown in there on the tackle, still waiting for the indication from the white hat as to what the call is going to be.
Yeah, they're having a long conversation on what should be an easy call here.
Flag was thrown right in the middle of the pile where the tackle was being made on Riley Nelson. Now what's the ref going to tell us? They're still talking about it.
This is a long talk. Is he signaling a face mask? Yeah. Face mask on the Titans.
That happened in the pile there during the tackle. There were about 5 people hanging on Riley Nelson trying to get him off his feet. I like the way Riley lowered his shoulder and just kept churning the feet and moving the pile, and nobody on the HTRS side of things could get braced up to try and stop him. He kind of had all 5 defenders off balance and was just pushing them back. Now you add the penalty yardage on top of that for the face mask, and this football's down close to a first down here inside the...
Yep, it is a first down.
Yes, it will be.
So 5-yard penalty on the face mask gets the Irish a first down, and they cross midfield. So 1st and 10, Irish, about the Titans' 37-yard line, 4:30 left in the second quarter. Irish break the huddle. Leonard is your center. Dunn shotgun formation, triplets to your right for the Irish. In motion goes Keithley now. Dunn dropping back to pass, got plenty of time. He's going to load down the middle to Nelson, and he overthrows him. Incomplete pass for the Irish.
Riley Nelson had a couple of steps on the defender there down around the 10-yard line. The pass just slightly overthrown, or that could have easily been another touchdown.
I don't know how many times that we see the fullback make that pass play, but he had it. Incomplete. 2nd down and 10 now for the Irish. Stice bringing the play in from the sideline. Clock stop with 4:14 left here in the second quarter. Irish break the huddle. You got Keithley and Simon to your left. Nelson and Stice to your right. Shotgun formation is done. Snap is away. Dunn dropping back to pass. Got plenty of time. The line doing his job, and he unloads another one down the left side, and that, it falls incomplete, too. That hit, Evan Keithley in the hands, looked like he was coming down with it, but it looked like the ground might have caused that.
Boy, Sam Dunn has had some opportunities get away on the receiving end of things here tonight.
Yep. So, 3rd down and 10 for the Irish. Ball spotted on the Titans' 37-yard line. And the Irish taking their time coming back to the huddle. Freshell bringing the play in from the sideline this time. Freshell's going to come out to the right side. Simon and Keithley to your left as receivers. Nelson's going to go out there for triplets on the left side. Shotgun formation is done on this 3rd and 10 play. Snap is away. Fake to pitch to Nelson. Dunn's going to throw it across the middle, and it's going to be batted down by your offense, our defensive lineman of the Titans.
Getting up there and getting a hand on it, I happen to have the glasses right on. It was Ty Fawkes.
Ty
Fawkes batted that one down and knocked it down at the line of scrimmage.
And he's a big boy in the middle right there. So nice defensive play for the Titans. Going to bring up 4th and 10 for the Irish on the Titans 37 yards.
I feel like I'm calling the game through a telescope that's being played on the moon. Speaking of the moon,
it's a nice little sliver
of a moon off in the southwestern sky here in Humboldt tonight.
All right, Stice bringing the play in. He's going to be a tight end on the right side. Simon, a tight end on the left. I formation. Dunn under center. Nelson, then Keithley on the 4th and 10 play. Fake to Nelson. Keithley's dropping back, and he's going to throw it to Sam Dunn. Sam Dunn's going to catch the pass for the first down.
And there to make the tackle on him for HTRS was Brant Leach. So a little bit of trickery there on the part of the Irish, and it worked well.
That was a pretty good play, pretty good pass by your left-handed halfback, Evan Keithley, and Sam Dunn doing a great job catching the ball. Now, Sam was your split end last year, so he should know how to catch them.
Keithley's throwing across his body. He's out there on the left side, throwing left-handed back to the right side of the field and leading it right on the money for the first down yardage.
1st and 10, Irish on the Titans' 26-yard line.
Kind of surprised the Irish wanted to show that play tonight here.
3:30 left in the second quarter. Dunn, shotgun formation, Nelson to the left of him, fakes to Nelson, rolling to his right, and he's got Keithley open in the right side, and right down the sideline goes Keithley for the touchdown. 26-yard touchdown pass from Sam Dunn to Evan Keithley. So with 3:25 left here in the second quarter, the Irish now lead 48-16, and they're attempting their two-point conversion on that 27-yard touchdown pass. All right, so let's see. Stice bringing the play in.
Long huddle here this time for this two-point conversion.
Irish have only converted three two-point conversions from what I have here, Andy. So shotgun formation. Nelson to the right, and Dunn's going to take the ball and fake it. Nope, he's going to pitch to Keithley. Keithley was in on the right, and he gets in for the two-point conversion. So at 3:25 left here in the second quarter, the Irish extend their lead to 50-16. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member SEIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humboldt, Nebraska. This scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City.
Sam Dunn completes his 6th touchdown pass of the evening, 2nd one of the night to Evan Keithley. This one from 26 yards out that capped a 9-play 55-yard drive. Evan Keithley carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Sacred Heart extends their lead to 50-16 with 3:25 to play in the first half. Here at Humboldt, this scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City.
All right, so Nelson, it looks like, set to kick off from the 30-yard line. Set to receive the ball down on their 7-yard line is Brogan Dunlap, it looks like. Again, telephone poles in the way. The kick is away, and Nelson gets down to about the 7-yard line. It's going to be received there by Dunlap, and he's going to go straight up the middle, and he's got some nice running room. Brought down about the 30-yard line of the Titans.
Waiting to see who's on the bottom of the pile. They're still trying to unstack a pair of Irish ball players on the bottom of that pile. The tackle was made there for Sacred Heart by Carson Sells, also Riley Nelson on the bottom of that one.
All right, so Titans have the ball. 3:19 left in the second quarter, 1st and 10 on their own 30-yard line. All right, so the Titans break the huddle. Looks like Leach is going to come under center. Looks like Bolian is your slot back on the left. He goes in motion, and the give is up the middle, no fake to the middle, pitch out to the right side to Bowling, and it looks like he's going to be shoved out of bounds for about a 2-yard gain.
And over there to make the tackle on him for the Irish was Sam Dunn.
All right, 1-yard gain there on that pitch from Leach to Bowling. Clock stopped with 3:11 because he went out of bounds. Second down and 9 from their own 31-yard line. The Titans have the ball. Leach comes up under center. Bowling is slot back on the right. He does not go into motion. Brandt stops back to throw, and he's got a complete pass. Leach does. And he's caught down there by Dunlap.
Over on the coverage were Riley Nelson along with James Freshel, but the pass well thrown, and they were certain where only Dunlap could get to
him. Yeah, it was a pretty good pass from Brant Leach. And again, but short of the first down, brings up third down and about 4 for the Titans.
Celebrating Parents' Night tonight here at HTRS. They had a little pageantry before the game tonight, introduced the seniors and all their parents in the various activities.
All right, Titans break the huddle. Leach comes up under center. Bowling and slot back on your left. He comes in motion. Fake up the middle, and Leach is going to keep the ball, but we have the whistle and the flags thrown before we can do anything.
Riley Nelson tackled him anyway, and then I think felt half guilty about it because he goes over and helps him back to his feet after the whistle blew. That play was blown dead. Penalty yardage against the Irish, 5 yards for being offside. So put the football across the midfield stripe down to the 37.5-yard line, and it'll give the Titans a 1st and 10 with 2:26 to play, clock running here in the first half.
All right, so the Irish still have all of their starters in with 2:20 left in the second quarter, leading 50-16. Titans break the huddle, 1st and 10 on the Irish 36-yard line. You got 3 receivers to your left. Leach is in a shotgun formation. Snap is away. Leach dropping back to pass. He's got lots of time, and he's going to unload it down the middle. He's got lots of space, but it's going to be incomplete. But a receiver, we're going to get pass interference on the Irish.
Well, they got tangled up back there. Back on the coverage was Sam Dunn. And Dunlap got their feet tangled up, and they both fell to the turf as the football arrived. The flag was thrown in, and I think they're going to tag the Irish with pass interference.
You know, and again, kind of on that play, the ball was underthrown a little bit, and Titan receiver trying to come back to it and can't get it.
Sam Dunn was in a no-win situation.
Right.
He's between the receiver and the football. The receiver tries to come back for the ball and makes contact with the defender. And you could throw a flag in there either direction, or you could just forget it, but it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. And the Titans are in business at the 23.
1st and 10, Titans. Triplets to your right. Shotgun formation is Leach. He's going to be forced out of the huddle, the backfield to his left side and get shoved out of bounds. But we got 2 flags thrown in the backfield.
On the tackle for the Irish was James Freshel.
So, again, from where those flags are thrown,
this is probably going to come back.
Yeah. Should be holding on the Titans. Should be. 1:51 left here in the second quarter. Irish lead 50-16, and we're still waiting on, there it is, holding on the Titans. So that'll nullify that run from Brant Leach and move the ball backwards.
Invite you to stay tuned for our halftime show coming up, presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. That halftime show coming up, presented by Highland Community College.
All right, so the Titans break the huddle. 1st and the scoreboard says 23. I can't add that all up, so we'll go with the scoreboard. Shotgun formation. Leach in the shotgun. He's got 1 receiver to his right and coming in motion. We got to end around here, but it's going to be bobbled from Bowling. Bowling's going to be hit for another loss. Yep, right there.
Huge loss in the backfield. Riley Nelson was back there along with James Freshel chasing him down. He was just trying to pick the football up and escape with his life, and there was no place to go. He's tackled back at the 25-yard line.
So big loss on the play for the Titans. They're trying to do a little trick.
I might add, you set a dangerous precedent when you start going with a scoreboard at some of these high schools.
Yes,
they do a pretty good job here at HTRS, but we've been a few places on the road where you look at the game and you wonder if the clock operator is watching the same football game.
Right.
This ball is back at the 25-yard line. They need to get it inside the 25-yard line for first down yardage. So this has got to be one of the longest first down marks in a
in a while. Let's do the math there. 10, 20, 30.
I'll let you add it.
40, yeah, we're looking at 40 yards, aren't we?
I'm the school counselor. I don't do math that much.
I believe, yeah, 40 yards to go, just over 40, about 42.
So second down is what the down marker says.
They say 41, I say 42, but okay, yeah. It's pretty close.
We're going to go with you.
All right.
You weren't even using your goggles on that.
It's a pretty fur piece down there. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Now the scoreboard says third down.
They may be, there's a timeout on the floor, on the court here, but you know what? They may be out of range of even kicking for a first down right now.
Yeah, you're right. But minute 35 left here in the second quarter. Titans have the ball, third and 41 on their own 25-yard line. Leach in shotgun formation, triplets to your right.
Wonder what's in the playbook for third and 41.
Well, get 10 yards. Snap is away. Leach takes it, dropping back. Now he's going to be forced up the middle, but he is going to unload it, and he's got a receiver open down on the 20-yard line is Alex Kozel.
And Kozel's got it all the way to the 15. They needed 41. They got about 39 there.
A nice pass from Brant Leach to Alex Kozel.
I think we've got a flag on the play back up the field.
The referees are talking, anyway.
Well, that was a sweet-looking toss and catch there.
There's a flag.
From Leach to Kozel. Kozel gathered that one in near the 20, tackled at the 15.
Holding against the Titans.
Yeah, that's going to call that one back after a 39-yard completion on a 41 yards to go. They'll back him up, and now it's going to be 46 yards to go. How far are they backing them up? No, they're taking them back to the 10.
Yeah, so 51 yards, 52.
40, yeah, 51, 52 yards to go here.
They're spotted right at the 10-yard line.
Oh, that's 30, 40, 55, 56 yards
56.
To go.
56, so the scoreboard's right there. So they're down in 56. Now, the down marker on the far side.
I don't
side
know that I've ever seen a third and 56.
Shotgun formation is Leach. He's dropping back to pass. He's on his own goal line, and he's going to throw that ball away. Just to prevent the safety.
Good pressure.
Complete pass. Stops the clock with a minute 18.
Good pressure being applied there for the Irish. Looks like Joe Simon was back there chasing after him.
Who?
And also John Krause. They were the two that were in there giving chase.
All right. Clock stopped with a minute 18 left here in the second quarter. I'm not for sure if it's third down or fourth down.
It's
the down marker shows 3. The clock shows 4.
I think it should be fourth down and half a mile here.
Yeah. The down marker on the far side says third, though. And we're not setting up to punt, so I'm going to go with the down marker on the far side.
Really?
So third down and 56 from their own 10-yard lines. The Titans have the ball. Leach in shotgun formation. Takes the snap, dropping back to pass, and he's flushed out of the pocket. He's going to be shoved down the left side, and he butts his head down, and he's going to be shoved out of bounds about the 22-yard line.
On the tackle for the Irish was James Freshel. Freshel there for the stop. He's a 175-pound senior defensive player there. I wish this kid would stop tossing the football up in the air on the sideline. Every time I see that ball go in the air, I think the official on the near side is throwing the flag.
Yep, there you go. So fourth down and a long ways for the Titans.
He's down here playing catch with the football, tossing it about 10 or 12 feet in the air right behind the judge.
The clock is stopped with 1:10 left. Shotgun formation for the – or, sorry, punt formation for the Titans. Bowling's going to punt.
Oh,
and it is a terrible punt. It's going to land at their own 30-yard line and go take a Titans roll, I guess, to about the 34.
Sacred Heart's going to start this drive at the 34-yard line with 1 minute even to play here in the first half, already leading 50-16. They've got an opportunity here if they want to, in a minute to go, just to try and put her down there. Again, we invite you to stay with us for our halftime show, our halftime scoring recap. It's going to be a lengthy one here, brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu.
All right, so 1 minute left here in the second quarter. Irish break the huddle. They have the ball first and 10 on the Titans' 34-yard line. Dunn under center. Fakes to Keithley, dropping back to pass. He's got a man open across the middle, and that's Nelson for the reception. He's going to be brought down about the 3-yard line.
Riley Nelson got it inside the 5. Dunlap was back on the defensive coverage. Nelson caught that football. Perfect. perfectly thrown. Dunlap was right there, but Nelson doesn't come down that easy, and Riley Nelson sets the Irish up in scoring position here at the three.
Yeah. Clock running with 48 seconds left here in the second quarter. Irish have the ball, first and goal.
Riley Nelson's got to be thinking, three more yards.
See, here's where we had a talk with Tyler Catlin 3 weeks ago. And as the fullback, you just this is where you want the ball. But Lechtenberg is in the game as the fullback now. And Dunn under center is going to give to Lechtenberg on the right side. Lechtenberg gets across the goal line but fumbles. But touchdown anyway. So Gavin Lechtenberg gets in on the three-yard touchdown carry for the Irish.
And Riley Nelson says, you're welcome, Gavin.
But he might be out of air, too. All right, so Irish score with 25 seconds left here in the first half. Have a 56-16 lead. Setting up for the two-point conversion now. Lechtenberg stays in the game. Stice bringing the call from the sideline. He's going to stay as a tight end on the right. Nope, he's going to slot back at the right. Lechtenberg comes as a tight end on the right. Dunn shotgun formation looking to pass, and he's got a man open. Keithley on the left side for the two-point conversion. Dunn to Keithley for the two-point conversion. 25.8 seconds left here in the second quarter. The Irish lead 58-16. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week.
Mom! I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humble, Nebraska, your Farm Bureau Financial Services, your scoring recap. Sponsor, stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
That scoring drive after the short punt to the 34-yard line took the Irish just two plays to score. A three-yard carry by Gavin Lechtenberg. The score set up on a reception by Riley Nelson down to the three-yard line. Two-point conversion pass was completed from Dunn to Keithley. The Irish go up 58-16 with 25 seconds left to play here in the first half. This recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
All right, Nelson set to kick off from the Irish 30. Again, Dunlap set to receive about his own 5. Nelson's kick is away, and it's going to be fielded around the 10, bobbled by the up back for his...
Yeah, Hunter Bowling.
Bowling, thank you, Randy. And going across to the right side and moving up for about a 2-yard gain on that kick receive. So Titans going to have the ball, first and 10 on about their own 27-yard line, let's say. Clock at 18.6 left here in the second quarter. Titans are going to break the huddle. All right, looks like you got triplets to your right.
Interesting exchange between the officials. They just shook hands with one another. You don't often see that.
Shotgun formation, dropping back to pass, and he's going to be flushed. Oh, and a nice tackle in the backfield there by Joe Simon.
Yeah, Simon came through unabated. Nobody touched him, and he was all over him for the tackle. Well, I've never seen two officials shake hands with one another between plays. I wonder what that conversation was about.
We're at halftime here in Humboldt, Nebraska, the Peru State College Game of the Week. Irish lead 58-16.
We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with the Highland Community College halftime right after this on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Potting Superstore, we've got what you're looking for your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Power Field in Humboldt. Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson with you. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish are leading the HTRS Titans 58-16. It's time now for the Highland Community College Halftime Show. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, the Irish got the scoring underway with 10:05 to play in the first quarter. Sam Dunn completed a 9-yard touchdown pass to Joe Simon that capped a 6-play, 65-yard drive. Evan Keatley carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Sacred Heart went on top 8-0. HTRS came battling back at the 8:08 mark of the first quarter when Brant Leach completed a 24-yard touchdown pass to Brogan Dunlap. That capped a 6-play, 55-yard drive. Hunter Bowling carried in for the 2-point conversion. We were tied at 8. With 6:46 to go in the first quarter, a 51-yard pass play, Sam Dunn to Joe Simon, second one of the night for that combination. 3 plays, 65 yards. Conversion failed. It was 14-8. 3:12 to go, still in the first quarter. Sam Dunn again finds Joe Simon for the third time with a 13-yard pass play. Keatley got the 2-point conversion on the run, made it 22-8. With 24 seconds to go in the first quarter, they weren't done yet. Sam Dunn to Joe Simon for a 4th touchdown completion in the first quarter alone. The 2-point conversion pass was to James Treschel. Sacred Heart led it 30-8 after one quarter. In the second period, Sam Dunn carried the football on 40 yards on a touchdown run from 40 yards out. It was a 2-play, 54-yard drive. Conversion failed. Score stood 36-8. HTRS battling back at the 8:30 mark of the second period when Brant Leach completed a 30-yard touchdown pass to Hunter Bowling. That topped off a 6-play, 61-yard drive. Hunter Bowling ran the ball in for the 2-point conversion, made it 36-16. With 7:50 to go in the second period, Sam Dunn, another touchdown pass, his 5th one of the night, this one to Evan Keatley for 40 yards. Conversion failed, made it 42-16. Dunn came right back with another touchdown, his 6th one of the night, passing play to Evan Keatley. Captain 9 played 55-yard drive. That one went 26 yards. Keatley carried in for the 2-point conversion, made it 50-16. And then with just 25 seconds to go in the first half, Gavin Lechtenberg, a backup running back, came in. He scored from 3 yards out, courtesy of a Riley Nelson reception that put the ball all the way down to the 3-yard line. That was just a 2-play, 34-yard drive. The pass went from Dunn to Keatley for the 2-point conversion. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading HTRS 58-16. Sacred Heart with the lead. This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt, and you can learn more about them at highlandcc.edu. Well, at the half, 58-16, the Irish on top. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Then we're going to check in with your local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your healthcare needs.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Mandy Saliber. Mostly clear skies, temperatures dropping to the mid-40s. We'll have southeast winds light between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Saturday, plenty of sunshine. Temperatures will warm into the mid-70s, our average high. Southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear 46 for Saturday night. Sunday, mostly sunny skies. 76 degrees for your high temperature. For Sunday night, we clear out 48 for your low, upper 70s. Expected for the beginning of the work week on Monday, mostly sunny skies, 76 for your high temperature. We're in the mid to upper 70s for the start of the work week on Monday. As we head into Tuesday, a few high clouds roll in, 77. We're in the low 70s on Wednesday with sunshine. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently 63.
Falls City native Hannah Seal is the newest doctor on staff, now seeing patients at Family Medicine Clinic. Dr. Seal's a Sacred Heart and University of Nebraska graduate, passionate about family medicine and building lifelong relationships with her patients. Dr. Seal has a particular passion for geriatrics and women's health and is now taking appointments at Family Medical Clinic. Call 402-245-4475 to set up an appointment with Dr. Seal in Falls City or learn more online at cmcfc.org.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Power Field here in Humboldt, Nebraska, where it's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish are leading the HTRS Titans 58-16. Our halftime score, some other scores around the area. We have a final from this afternoon. Parkview Christian defeated Pawnee City 43-16 in six-man football at halftime. The game being heard over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. The East Atchison Wolves are leading Mountain City at the half 52-6. John Nixon and Lucas Freshel are in Mountain City bringing you coverage of that game currently. Troy, you got some other scores for us?
Yes, I do. From Adam Santo, he's been keeping us updated here. Lords is up 36-0 at halftime over Dillard Odell. Howells Dodge is up 30-8 over Humphrey St. Francis with 5:34 left in the third. Auburn is ahead 21-14 at 7:34 left in the third. And I know I had one more in here. Elgin Pope John got beat earlier by Ainsworth. And, oh, I got to give one shout-out to my niece hitting her teenage years today, Brooklyn Eichhoff up in Gretna, reaching 13. So happy birthday, niece. Brooklyn Eichhoff.
Well, you know, we're not really allowed to do that, but if we were allowed to do it, we would certainly want to wish your niece a happy 13th birthday if that was allowed. We'd really want to do that for her. So,
well, thank you for allowing me to give Brooklyn a shout out.
You've been enjoying our halftime show here presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu, and I'd like to first, pass along my personal thanks to the folks at Highland Community College for helping to support these broadcasts of high school football here on KTNC. We're going to step aside for one more two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to high school football on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson, back with you at Power Field here in Humboldt, where it's halftime. The HTRS Titans trailing the Sacred Heart Irish 58-16 at the half. We're getting ready to move into third quarter action here. HTRS won the coin toss. They deferred their decision to the second half, so they're going to want the football to start this third quarter. Sacred Heart will be kicking off from our left to right here, from east to west. Here in Humboldt, and here to describe the third quarter play-by-play for you once again is Troy Nelson.
All right, so we're going to have a running clock to start this second half. And we're going to have your freshman, Elijah Canonico, in the kickoff now for the Irish.
I have a feeling our spotting charts are going to be just tossed out the window here in the second half.
Well, you would think so.
Good.
And again, the Irish are, you know, battling some injuries. So
tell me again who's kicking off.
It looks like it's 22, Elijah Canonico.
147-pound freshman.
I'm having a tough time, but that's not Riley. That's a 22, so that's Canonico. Canonico's kick from the 30. All right, it's going to bounce about the 15-yard line.
Dunlap.
By Dunlap. He's going to have some nice return there up to about his own 35-yard line.
Oh,
that was McQueen.
Wow. Okay, there to make the tackle for Sacred Heart is Joe Simon. Simon on the stop.
Okay, so McQueen returns the ball from about the 15 to the 35. So the Titans will have the ball. First and 10 on their own 35-yard line.
Well, that shows,
the second half.
Shows what we know up here, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But all right, clock running at 11:45, and again, it should be a running clock here with 58-16 lead. All right, so Titans break the huddle. McQueen's going to go to your slot back to your right. Dunlap's the tight end on the right. Leach under center. McQueen goes in motion. The fake right up the middle, all right, to... Again, Hunter Bowling, and Bowling's going to have enough for about a 5-yard gain.
Simon there on the tackle, also in on the stop for the Irish for Sacred Heart. Wrapping him up was Vaughn Leonard on that stop.
All right, second down and 5 on the Titans on midfield. Leach under center. Man, you got Dunlap, McQueen to your right. Bowling the fullback. McQueen comes in motion. The fake to the pitch to him, give to Bowling up the middle. Bowling's going to go to the right side, and he's going to get some positive yardage, enough for a first down as he crosses.
Bowling taken out of bounds on the far side there by Jack Stice. Also giving chase was Joe Simon on the sideline.
All right, Titans have a first down.
First down yardage for HDRS.
10:33 and running in the third quarter. They have the ball on the Irish 32-yard line. Titans break the huddle. You still have Falks in as the center. Leach comes up underneath him. McQueen to your right. Bowling in the backfield. Fake to Bowling. Leach dropping back to pass, and he's going to throw it across the middle, intended for McQueen, but it's going to be broken up by Parcells.
Yeah, good job back there defensively. Jack Stice in the area also. They had double coverage on the intended receiver.
So the Irish maybe have a few substitutions in on defense here. But incomplete pass. Clock's still running, though, at 9:48. Second and 10. Titans have the ball on the Irish 35-yard line. You got McQueen, Dunlap to the right, Leach in a shotgun, Bowling to his right. Low snap, but Leach picks it up at his ankles. He's going to be forced backward, and he's going to unload it, and it's going to be
nearly intercepted. James Freshel had the football in his hands, and as he looked around for a place to land, the ball got away from him. That looked like a sure interception, and it got away from him.
The receiver had fallen down, as Randy said there, and was at Freshel's feet. He just kind of tripped a little bit over him, but it's intended for J.J. McQueen. Ball's incomplete, 3rd and 10. The Titans have the ball on the Irish 35-yard line.
As Freshel jumped in the air to catch the football, he realized he was about to land on the intended receiver. He looked away from the ball for a moment to look for a place to plant his feet, and that's when it got away from him.
All right, so we got Bowling and Dunlap and McQueen all to the right. Shotgun formation is Leach. Leach's snap, drops back 5 or 6 yards, and he's going to tuck it and run up the middle. He's going to get a few yards and be brought down around the 25-yard line.
Vaughn Leonard ran him down from behind. Leonard, a 250-pound lineman, a junior, got an arm around him and wrestled him down from behind.
Brings up 4th down and about 4 for the Titans.
Vaughn Leonard on offense had been moved over to center, playing in place of the injured Matthew Nedenrip. Nedenrip suffered a broken leg last week out at BDS at Bruning. We certainly wish that young man well and hope for a speedy recovery. You hate to see something like that happen to a senior ball player.
Correct.
Any ball player, for that matter.
Leach under center on this 4th down play. McQueen comes in motion behind Bowling, and the Irish jump.
Yeah. Offensive lineman on the right side went one count too early, not happy with himself over there. We won't bother to identify him.
I think they were trying to draw the Irish off, and it backfired on him.
Yeah. That hard count.
Yep, hard count. So fourth and nine now for Titans. Clock running with 7:45 left here in the third quarter.
At this rate, we're going to have a very fast second half of a football game here.
Yep. All right, so Leach will be in a shotgun formation. It triplets to his right, McLean, Dunlap, and Bowling. Snap is away. Leach fakes that quick throw, dropping back to pass. He's got a little bit of time. He's going to throw it across the middle, and it's going to be caught down inside. Oh, he got in for the touchdown. That was J.J. McQueen in on the reception for the Titans.
Line of scrimmage was the 32.
Yep.
That was J.J. McQueen on the catch, right?
Correct, yep. So the Titans score with 7:17 left in the third quarter. Two-point conversion attempt. Looks like we got some confusion on the play for the Titans, or they're just trying to misdirection. As Emmett Glothar is in on the play, it looked like he was confused on it. The Bowling is going to be stretched out to the right side, and the Irish defense does this job. So it's 7:17 left here in the third quarter. The Titans score on their opening possession, 58-22 Irish. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Scoring Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. That was a six-play, 45-yard drive, capped off with a 32-yard pass play. Brant Leach to J.J. McQueen. Conversion failed, 58-22 with 7:17 to play in the third period. Troy, you've got some other score updates.
Yep, from our Sunny 101 crew over in Mound City, East Atchison has a 52-6 lead at the end of the third quarter. Some other scorings from John Nixon reporting for us. Sterling final over Dorchester, 24-18 in six-man. Meridian and Lewiston, 56 Meridian, 52 Lewiston.
Wow.
And I think John got a little confused with his big fingers on. I don't know what quarter that was in or how much time's left.
56-52, that sounds like basketball.
There's an
overtime.
Six-man game. All right, set to kick off now for the Titans is Hunter Bowling. Set to receive should be Keithley. Yep, it's Keithley. He's let the ball bounce at about the 6-yard line. He picks it up. He's going to move ahead to the right side and break one tackle and be brought down around the 18-yard line.
That was J.J. McQueen there to make the tackle. McQueen sat out the first half of the ball game, and he came ready to play here in the second half. Got a touchdown pass a few minutes ago, and now comes up with the tackle here in the ensuing kickoff.
All right, so the Irish have the ball first and 10 on their own 19-yard line. Again, running clock here in the third quarter, 6:45 left. All right, so let's see. Dunn is still in. He's going to come up under center. It looked like Lechtenberg is your fullback. Vaughn Leonard still your center. And the give is to Lechtenberg on the left side, and he's not going to get anything.
Hunter Bowling was there, also in on the tackle. Ty Fawkes was waiting for that one. Fawkes fought his way through the offensive line and was in the backfield waiting for the ball carrier.
So about a 2-yard loss on the play for the Irish. Second down and 13. Ball is spotted on about the 16-yard line. Irish break the huddle. Lechtenberg, Keithley, and Fresh will go to the left. Dunn is in shotgun formation. Snap is there. Dunn dropping back to pass. Got plenty of time. Rolling to his right. And he's got a receiver open.
And that was Gavin Lechtenberg for the reception for the first down.
Over on the defensive coverage for HTRS was Alex Kosher with that ball thrown very well, and Lechtenberg caught it as he was falling to the turf there at the 31-yard line for the completion and the first down.
So first and 10, Irish. Clock running 5:23 here in the third quarter. They have the ball on the 31.
Don't forget, tomorrow evening, our coverage of University of Nebraska Cornhusker football begins at 4:30 here on KTNC. Kickoff set for 5:30 against Indiana.
Dunn shotgun formation. Looks like Keithley to his left. It's Lechtenberg is a receiver on the right. Dunn's going to fake it. Better pitch to Keithley. Keithley to left side. They're going to catch him by his jersey and pull him down for a loss.
Yeah, grabbing a hold of the jersey, there was Alex Kosel. He just got a big old handful of T-shirt and held on.
All right, so loss on the play for the Irish.
1 week from tonight, we'll be on the air on Sunny 101.3 from Jug Brown Stadium in Fall City. I haven't had a chance to work a game there in a couple of years. I haven't got down that way. The Johnson Brock Eagles will be coming to town to take on the Sacred Heart Irish. It'll be Sacred Heart's homecoming. Troy, you're invited to join me if you'd like.
Yes, oh, I'll be there. You
will
bet.
Do it.
I might even wear bells for that.
All right.
As they say. All right. Irish break the huddle. Dunn shotgun formation. Keithley to his left. Dropping back to pass now, and he's got a man open around the left sideline. Is Jack Stice, and Jack Stice is going to catch the ball. He had to slow down to get it, and he'll be tackled in around the 15-yard line.
Jack Stice with the reception there on the tackle to make the stop was Brant Leach, and Leach really had him pretty well covered. He had to hold up just for a minute to wait for that ball, or he probably would have taken it in if he would have been able to catch it on stride.
Yeah. All right, so Dunn to Stice for the completion. Gives it first down and 10 on the Irish 14-yard line. Dunn breaking the huddle, shotgun formation. You got two receivers to the left, one to the right. Snap is away. Dunn's got time. He's going to be flushed out of the pocket to the right. He's going to throw it into the end zone to Keithley, and it's going to go out of the back of the end zone. So incomplete pass.
Now double coverage over there. Two defenders were running with Keithley. I'm not sure that he'd have scored even if he would have caught it because the ball was out of the corner of the end zone.
Yes.
That clock just stopped with the incompletion.
Flag and holding on the Irish. Because I was wondering the same thing. That clock should not be stopped. But it does for a penalty. So they'll mark the ball back. Now they'll start the clock. Now this is going to be first.
They turned the TV off across the street.
CSI must be over.
Somebody had a big screen TV in the garage with the garage door open, and through the binoculars we could watch CSI Miami.
It's Dice bringing the play in. He's going to be receiver out to the right. Two receivers to your left. Shotgun formation is done on this first down play. Dropping back the pass. He's got Stice across the left-hand side. Stice is going to stop before he goes out of bounds and then be brought down for about a six-yard gain.
That was good defense there on the part of Hunter Bowling. Bowling got a handful of Stice and wouldn't let go. Spun him around and actually stopped him short of what looked was going to be a nice little gain there across the 15, but he held it back.
All right, so second down and 12 now for the Irish. The ball spotted at the Titan 16-yard line. Clock running with 2:20 left here in the third quarter. Looks like we got Freshell bringing the play in from the sideline. We got Carson Sells in the game now. He's going to be receiver out on the right side. Shotgun formation is done. Dunn takes the snap. He's going to roll to his right. He's going to throw across his body, and it's going to be caught to James Freshel for a touchdown. Dunn to Freshel for the 11-yard or 14-yard touchdown pass.
Taking the 20-yard touchdown pass from his quarterback, Sam.
All right, with 1:53 left here in the third quarter, the Irish score on a 12-yard pass play from Sam Dunn to his cousin, James Freshel. All right, the Irish going for the 2-point conversion.
Seventh touchdown pass for Sam Dunn tonight.
All right, Vaughn Leonard, your center, breaks it. Bailey and Krause still on the line.
You got two receivers to your left, two to your right. Shotgun formation is done on this two-point attempt, and Dunn's going to take the ball and run it across the middle up to the right side and touchdown, but a flag is thrown right there at the where Dunn was across the goal line.
Well, they reached it across for the two-point conversion, but we're going to have a holding call.
Holding against the Irish.
Seven touchdown passes tonight for Sam Dunn, four of them to Joe Simon, all in the first quarter. Since then, he's completed two to Evan Keatley, and now one to James Freshel.
All right, so incomplete pass, but holding on the Irish, so the ball's going to be moved back. So two-point conversion now from the 13-yard line. Irish attempt. All right, Freshel bringing the play in. All right, Lechtenberg is in the game. He's going to be on the left side with Stice and Evan Keithley. Nope, Rob Freshel, number three now. Triplets to your left. Dunn, shotgun, looking for a pass attempt, and he's going to throw it to the end zone. Oh, it's intended for James Freshel, but batted down.
Nice job defensively there for the Titans. With a minute 53 to play in the third quarter, our score 64-22, Irish on top. We'll step aside for a 30, listening to the Bruce State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back
to Humboldt, Nebraska. Scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha on Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City.
That Sacred Heart touchdown was a 7-play, 61-yard drive. Sam Dunn completing his 7th touchdown pass of the night. This one for 14 yards to James Freshel. Conversion failed. And their score stands 64-22, Irish on top.
All right, Elijah Canonico set to kick off for the Irish. Ball spotted at the 30-yard line, and again, McQueen set up on his own 10. There is your run. Canonico's kicks goes to the right side on the 10. He's going to go into the end zone for the touchback.
J.J. McQueen was back there deep to return that one. He elects not to try and field it unless it rolls on into the end zone. Once again, a reminder, here on KTNC, tomorrow afternoon and evening, beginning at 4:30, our pregame coverage of University of Nebraska football. Greg Sharp, Matt Davison, our friends, will have the description for you. Kickoff is set for 6:30 tomorrow evening. Again, you'll hear it live right here on KTNC, the Huskers, trying to get back on the winning track as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers.
All right, first and 10 Titans. Clock running with 1:45 left in the third quarter. They have the ball first and 10 on their own 15-yard line. Looks like we got Leach under center. McQueen goes in motion, and the give is to McQueen on the right side. He's going to get 1 or 2 yards. And again, the Irish doing the right job, just shoving the ball or following the line of scrimmage to the out of bounds.
Yeah, Sacred Heart had that one shut down over there on the bottom of the pile defensively with Joe Simon. Boy, Joe Simon's had a night tonight offensively and defensively. All he did was start it out by catching 4 touchdown passes in the first quarter alone, and then he just kind of sat back and enjoyed the rest of the evening.
The Irish have a few subs in here on defense. Second down and 9 for the Titans. Leach under center. McQueen goes in motion behind Bowling. Fake to Bowling and Leach. McQueen. Leach is scrambling out of the pocket, just trying to get rid of it. And that ball is going to be intercepted by the Irish, I think.
Freshel.
Yep, Freshel for the interception on that Titan 20-yard line.
Hunter Bowling turned into a defensive player and made the tackle there on Freshel after the interception, and the Irish are right back in business, first and 10 at the 22-yard line of HTRS, leading this thing 64-22, less than a minute to go here now in the third quarter. 50 seconds, and our clock is running.
Freshel and Sells bringing the play in from the sideline. Looks like Keithley's coming back in now, too. All right, so Lechtenberg still in the game. Keithley coming back in. He's going to go to receiver to the right side. Sells to the left side. We got Freshel in at quarterback. Freshel's under center, Lechtenberg the back behind him. And the give is to Lechtenberg on the left side, and Lechtenberg puts his head shoulders down. He's going to rumble ahead for about 5 yards.
Hunter Bowling on the tackle there. Also in on the stop for HDRS was Kiffin Hunsicker. I believe that'll be the last play of the third quarter. The clock will expire. 64-22, our score after three quarters. We'll step aside for a one-minute break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, we're back at Power Field here in Humboldt, Nebraska. After three quarters of play, the Sacred Heart Irish leading HTRS 64-22. We've got a fresh 12 minutes set up on the clock. It'll be a running clock, of course, here into this fourth quarter. And once again, to describe your play-by-play action, my good buddy and partner tonight, Troy Nelson.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Again, 12 minutes left here in this game on the running clock. All right. The Titans will have the ball, second down and 4. Irish have the ball. James Freshel under center. Again, to give is to Lechtenberg up the middle on the right side, and he's going to get about 2 yards on that carry.
Not a lot of running room over on the far side. Hunter Bowling there on the tackle. Also in on the stop once again was Ty Falks for HDRS.
So it looks for your offensive line for the Irish is still the same. Krause, Leonard, and Bailey. All right, but Freshel is in at quarterback. Lechtenberg in at fullback. Stice is still in the game as a receiver. Sells in the game on the right side. All right, Freshel is a shotgun formation. Lechtenberg behind him, third and 1 here for the Irish on the 12-yard line of the Titans. Snap is away. Freshel's going to keep the ball to the right side, and he is not going to get there. He's going to be shoved out of bounds, maybe at the line of scrimmage.
Pretty good pursuit there on the part of HTRS. J.J. McQueen over there leading the charge. Also defensively was Emmett Glothart, a freshman.
All right, Rob Freshel in the game now. So we got number 3, Rob Freshel. Number 5, James Freshel. All right, looks like Sells bringing the play in from the sideline.
Rob Freshel, just a sophomore, all 133 pounds of him out there.
Sells is going to be your tight end on the right. James Freshel under center. Rob Freshel behind him. James is going to take the snap, direct snap, and maybe the first down.
I think he got there, it looks like. Watching through the glasses from where the ball is lying.
Down marker goes to first down. The chain gang moves the Irish way. So first and 10, Irish. Right at about the 10.5-yard line.
They could get a first down without scoring, but boy, they'd have to get awful close to the goal line to do it.
Yeah. So James Freshel taking a direct snap for the first down on the Titan 11-yard line. Carson Sells brings the play in. He's your tight end on the right. Stice the tight end on the left. James Freshel under center. Rob Freshel, Gavin Lechtenberg in the eye. The pitch is to Rob Freshel to the right side, and he's going to move up and across the 5, and did he get in? I don't see the call, but he crossed the line.
I think so.
Yes,
yeah,
he got the touchdown. Rob Freshel gets in for the touchdown. Touchdown Irish. With 9:50 left here in the fourth quarter, sophomore Rob Freshel takes the ball 10.5 yards for the touchdown. Makes the score 70-22 Irish. All right. Irish break the huddle for the two-point conversion. James Freshel, your quarterback. Lechtenberg, then Rob Freshel in the eye. James is going to fake to Lechtenberg, and he's going to roll to his right. He's got some running room, and he gets in for the two-point conversion. James Freshel goes in for the two-point conversion. With 9:50 left in the game, Irish lead 72-22. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. The Irish put together a five-play, 22-yard drive, topped off with a 10-yard touchdown run by backup running back Rob Freshel. James Freshel carries in for the two-point conversion. The Irish go up 72-22, 9 minutes and 50 seconds left to play in the ballgame here at Humboldt. Again, the scoring drive recap presented by your friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City.
All right, let's see if we can spot some numbers here on this.
On my score sheets, as Paul Harvey used to say, page two.
Page two. Canonico set to kick. All right, we got Sells in, Rob Freshel in, Henry Rottinghouse in. There's another sophomore. Just a few numbers to call for you. 15 is Clayton Keithley.
Sometimes at these games, I just get so emotional.
Canonico's kick to the right side is going to bounce about the 15. McQueen picks it up around the 12. All right, and he's going to have a nice return here. He goes up the left side, and Rob Freshel's got the last man to get him. And Rob Freshel brings him down around the 11-yard line. So the sophomore, Rob Freshel, closing the gap on J.J. McQueen to bring him down and save him.
You know, J.J. McQueen looked like he was just going to turn in the afterburners and go down the sideline, and Rob Freshel says, not so fast. And he ran him down from behind and got the catch up there and pulled him down short of the 10-yard line. That was a good defensive effort there by Rob Freshel.
All right, so Humboldt HDRS will have the ball on the Irish 11-yard line.
Boy, Rob Freshel showed some acceleration
there. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So first and 10, Irish. Sorry, Titans, Titans. Looks like we still got Leach in at quarterback. He's going to fake up the middle, dropping back to pass. He's going to be hit as he throws the ball into the end zone, and it's out of the end zone.
Intended receiver down in the corner of the end zone was Rogan Dunlap. Dunlap, no chance to get to it. The ball well thrown out of bounds.
All right, incomplete pass, but again, the clock running from the 35-point rule in the second half. 8:35 left in the fourth quarter, 72-22 Irish. Second and 10 for the Titans on the 11-yard line.
Next week, the Irish host the Johnson-Brock Eagles, Jug Brown Stadium, next Friday night. You'll hear it on Sunny 101.3, our sister station. Troy and I will be there for the action.
All right, Leach comes up under center. McQueen comes in motion behind Bowling, fake to McQueen. Now Leach has got to throw it to McQueen, and it is caught. McQueen's going to move forward after the reception for about 5 yards.
Three or four defenders down there getting after him for Sacred Heart. Jack Steichen on the stop, also over helping on the tackle that time. Vaughn Leonard was in on it.
All right, and for some reason, we got a flag on the far sideline. That's why the
Clayton Keithley was in on that tackle also. Keithley, a sophomore. Clayton in on the stop.
Looks like it's against Humboldt here. Yep, holding against HTRS. So that'll move them back. On that.
Sometimes in these blowout ball games here, 72-22, that last 12 minutes seems like it takes 12 years, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, when you have these penalties here.
Ball against the tight offense on the play.
Ethan Nedenrip coming in for the defensive line for the Irish. Second down and about 25 for the Titans. The ball is spotted on the Irish 25-yard line. Beach under center. Bowling alone back in the backfield, and the fake to him. drop him back low, and he's going to be swarmed.
No place to go.
Sacked in the backfield.
Ethan Nedenrip, sophomore, 152-pounder, came through. Nobody blocked Ethan, and he no chance at all there for Brant Leach as Ethan Nedenrip just wrapped him up in a big old bear hug for the tackle.
Yeah. McQueen bringing the play in from the sideline.
That's the highlight of the night for Ethan Nedenrip to get a chance to come across and make a big tackle for loss clear outside the 30.
And you know, you just mentioned the big size difference, but his quickness, too, because Ethan's pretty quick on that defensive inside over there.
Came in well.
Third and long for the Titans. 7 minutes left in this game. Leach shotgun formation. You got triplets to your right here. McQueen bowling. Leach got some time here, dropping back. Now he's going to unload it. He's got a big arm thrown to the end zone, and it's going to be falling complete, intended for Brogan Dunlap.
Now, Dunlap was there. The coverage was there with him also. Sacred Heart had it pretty well covered in the end zone, but the ball came in over the opposite shoulder, and he had to reach back around to his right side, not able to pull it down.
Incomplete pass in the end zone for the Titans. Brings up fourth and 30 now. That's your phone. 6:24 and running here in the fourth quarter. Randy's getting a score update from somebody.
Football is just outside the 31-yard line now. That's where HDRS will have it.
Leach takes the ball from the snap, and he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, rolling to his left, and he's going to unload it. It's not going to be a great pass, but going to fall incomplete right at the goal line.
And the clock continues to run with the incompletion. 6:03 to play here in the fourth quarter. 72-22, Sacred Heart with the lead here at Power Field.
So that'll be a turnover on downs. And the Irish will take over on their own sideline. First and 10 with 6:03 here. The clock stopped for exchanging players. Now it'll start. First and 10 Irish on the 31-yard line, their own 31. Again, the clock running with 5:55 left here in the fourth quarter. All right, again, the Irish have some new jerseys in. You got Caleb Kirkendall in, 73. Try and get some new numbers here. Number 12, Quincy Kelliker in for you. All right, we should have Brendan Limeron in at quarterback. Yes, we do. Smallest guy on the field, under 100 pounds. Brendan Limeron's going to give to Rob Freshel around the right side. And Rob Freshel's got some good positive yards again. He's going to go out of bounds at around the 8-yard gain.
Freshel taken out of bounds by Arthur Pennison. Pennison just got into the ball game, and he makes the tackle there for HTRS.
So Caleb Kirkendall, Quincy Kelliker goes out. All right. We got number 9, Cole Taft, and I couldn't see the 80 jersey that brought in. So it's either Sipple or Nelson. Can't quite see that. They're too small on that far sideline over there. Those 8s don't match up well. So Brendan Limeron gives the ball to Rob Freshel. He's going to go out to the left-hand side, and he's going to get positive yardage again and shoved out of bounds around the 30 for Freshel.
Freshel tackled that time by Emma Clothar and Arthur Pennison on the stop.
So that was Nelson in on the play. Cooper Kanabi in as well for the Irish. Nelson and Taft go out. And we got 82 Sipple and 88 Madsen coming in. So some freshmen getting in now. Kyler Sipple and Alex Madsen.
Everybody getting a little varsity playing time tonight here at HDRS. 4.5 minutes left to go. 72-22, Irish up by 50.
Brendan Limeron breaks the huddle. First and 10 Irish on the Titan 30-yard line. And Freshel's right behind him, and the give is to Freshel right up the middle. Nope, that's Canonical up the middle. Sorry, Canonical takes the ball, and he's going to move that pile about 8 yards for the run.
J.J. McQueen in on the tackle, chasing him down. Also on the stop for the Titans, it was Ty Fox once again. We've called Ty Fox's name a lot on defense tonight for HTRS.
Roddinghouse bringing the play in from the sideline, and we got two other players here. Lots of substitutions. This is like your hockey game. Clayton Keithley coming in, along with Quincy Kelliker. All right, so Brendan Limeron's your quarterback. He's coming under center. Roddinghouse will be the running back to his right. You got Rob Freshel split into your right. It's going to be a throw to Rob Freshel, and it's going to lead him just a little bit too far. Incomplete pass.
Over there on the coverage was Kiffin Hunsicker, a sophomore. Kiffin was there kind of hoping he'd catch that one. Hunsicker seemed somewhat disappointed when that fell incomplete.
Right. It led him just a little bit too much. So Nelson and Taft bringing the play in from the sideline on this
3rd down and 1.
It was fun to watch Kiffin Hunsaker's reaction when the pass fell incomplete. He dropped his arms like, darn it. I wanted to get a tackle here.
Right. Shotgun formation for Limeron on this 3rd and 1 play. Canonico the back in the backfield. Limeron's going to throw to Taft on the left-hand side. Taft's got some great blocking by Freshel, and he's going to move up for the 1st down.
Knocked out of bounds over here on the near sideline by Arthur Pennison once again.
So the clock running with 2:44 left here in this game. The Irish have the ball 1st and 10 at about the 16-yard line of the Titans. Again, we got Sipple and Mattson bringing the play in from the sideline. Limeron's your quarterback. Rob Freshel's going out to the left with Mattson. Henry Rottinghouse, your running back, on the left-hand side of Limeron. Snap is away, and shotgun is going to give to Rottinghouse on the right side. Rottinghouse is going to get almost down to the 5-yard line. Good run by Henry Rottinghouse.
Yeah, off the right side. Limeron has listed the quarterback at 100 pounds, and that has to be on a really good day.
No comment. We got 4 white jerseys going out over here as mass substitution again.
Well, you didn't want to be the only double-digit weight listed on the roster.
A big hockey line shift here, under 2 minutes left for the Irish. So, again, try and get some numbers here for you. Kelleher comes in. You still have Caleb Kirkendall in. Cooper Kanabe. Limeron's in a shotgun formation. I guess that's Canonico to his left. Limeron takes the ball. He's going to throw it out to Rob Freshel. It's going to fall incomplete. And Rob Freshel does the smart thing, and he jumps
down
on that.
Very alertly got back on it just in case that wasn't a forward pass.
Right. So very alert play by your sophomore Rob Freshel there. All right. Again, incomplete pass. But the clock keeps running here with 1 minute left in the game. 2nd down and goal for the Irish.
Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show here. We'll have a post-game scoring recap for you.
Limeron shotgun formation. Canonico to his right. Give to Canonico on the right side, and Canonico is going to move forward, but we got a flag on the play as well.
Gang tackled there. No less than 4 Titan defenders on the running back to bring him down. Down on the bottom of the stack there for HRS was Levi Cook that time. He's a 260-pound defensive lineman, Levi Cook, on the stop. Holding call against the Irish. Penalty yardage is going to mark the ball back out to the 20-yard line is where they'll put it. Less than a minute to go in our ball game. 54 seconds on the clock.
All right. Referee winds his arm. The clock starts here. 2nd down and 20. 2nd down and goal from the 20. Sipple and Mattson bringing the play in from the sideline.
Love to see all these ball players getting into the game, both for the Titans and the Irish. A lot of reserves getting a chance to have some varsity playing time tonight here in Humboldt.
Cooper Kanabe, Thomas Aiken, Caleb Kirkendall, your offensive line. Snap to Limeron, a throw to Canonico to the left side. Canonico is going to break 1 tackle and move forward, all forward for the reception.
He looked like he was going to spin free for a minute, and then Ty Fawkes arrived on the scene.
Yep. And that was going to be your game here, as the clock is at 12 seconds here in the 4th quarter, and the Irish are headed to the sideline.
Your final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish will defeat the HCRS Titans 72-22 will be your final. We invite you to stay tuned after this 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a post-game show. You've been enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Power Field in Humboldt. I'm Randy Gatula along with Troy Nelson tonight, where we've just witnessed a 72-22 win by the Sacred Heart Irish over HTRS. And it's time now for our post-game recap brought to you by Peru State College. Well, the first quarter was an air show. Sam Dunn completed four touchdown passes, all to Joe Simon. Brant Leach completed a pass of his own for a touchdown to Broken Dunlap, and it was 30-8 after one quarter of play. In the second period, Sam Dunn rushed for a touchdown from 40 yards out that capped a two-play 54-yard drive. Conversion failed, made it 36-8. HTRS came back. Brant Leach with a 30-yard touchdown strike to Hunter Bowling, a six-play 61-yard drive. Hunter Bowling then carried in for the two-point conversion, and it was 36-16. But the scoring wasn't done yet. In the first half, Sam Dunn completed two more touchdown passes to Evan Keithley, and then Gavin Lechtenberg carried the ball in on a three-yard touchdown run to put the Irish up after two quarters, 58-16, our halftime score. In the third period, HTRS opened the scoring in the second half. Brant Leach with a 32-yard touchdown pass to J.J. McQueen. Conversion failed. It was 58-22. Continuing in the third quarter, Sam Dunn with a pass play, complete to James Freshel from 14 yards out. Incidentally, for Sam Dunn, that was his seventh touchdown pass, and the touchdown passes alone accounted for 156 yards of passing offense, not counting the ones that weren't scored. So it'll be interesting to see those final numbers. That was a seven-play, 61-yard drive. And then to wrap up the scoring, the lone score in the fourth quarter, backup Rob Freshel carried the ball in on a rushing touchdown from 10 yards out. James Freshel, on a quarterback keeper, took it in for the two-point conversion and made our final score tonight, 72-22, Sacred Heart with the win over HTRS. With the win, the Sacred Heart Irish improved their record to 4-2. HTRS now, after opening 3-0, they've dropped three in a row. They fall to 3-3 on the season. Again, we want to remind you, tomorrow afternoon and evening here on KTNC, University of Nebraska football pregame show begins at 4:30. Kickoff is scheduled for 6:30. We've got a few more scores we want to share with you before we wrap it up here. Troy?
All right. From East Atchison, that's a final, 60-6. East Atchison beats Mound City. From Fall City, the Pioneers defeat Fall City 29-0. Auburn is up 28-14, 7:34 left in the third. Howells Dodge is ahead of Humphrey St. Francis 44-8. Lords is ahead of Diller 44-8. And Lawrence Nelson is ahead of Kennesaw 32-6.
And what are the final from this afternoon in Lincoln? Parkview Christian defeated Pawnee City 43-16, and that was in six-man football. Next Friday night, Troy and I will be at Jug Brown Stadium in Fall City. The Sacred Heart Irish will be hosting a tough football team from Johnson. The Johnson Brock Eagles will be in town. Homecoming for Sacred Heart. Looking forward to that one, Troy. We'll see you next Friday night.
Yes.
That's going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school football. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios, and for Troy Nelson, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight. It was the Sacred Heart Irish, 72, HTRS 22. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Music. And boldly go where no one has gone before. Music in the universe.
songs you grew up with and will never forget. Good Time Oldies.